you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This Christmas, I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
And did you know that the OC Weekly has staples in the weekly? They do.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Ooh. Wow, look at how gay we are. I am so gay with my gayness.
Me too. I'm a homo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Watch that. Watch that. Yeah.
And now,
Mayor, what do you and your family, what plans do you have for the holidays?
Oh, thank you very much. Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you.
Our feature presentation.
Seriously, what's the deal? I mean, seriously, though.
I don't know.
Psycho Mike, what's going on with Kevin?
He's a good man, but he has a little trouble with the morning time.
Do we have to have an intervention?
Well, Mike said it last week. Kevin announced he can't do it anymore.
So
I think he's really given up. I do.
Okay. Well,
he's done with it.
Nobody's perfect. Everybody has their faults, and Kevin just doesn't do the morning thing.
I will tell you, in Kevin's defense, on this just this one day of the year, when the alarm went off this morning, it did seem like a shocking prank someone was playing on you, didn't it? Because it was a late night last night.
It was rough. And I mean, two late nights in a row.
Two late nights in a row. And when that alarm goes off, the Monday after the K-Rock Almost Goes to Christmas, it takes a second to realize this is for real.
Yeah.
This isn't just a bad prank someone is playing on me. I actually am expected to be getting up out of bed right now and walking away from here.
And here's the difference between you and Kevin is that then you got up
and walked away
and
from
walked
here.
Away.
Yeah.
He did not.
That hurt. What do you got for me, Psycho Mike?
I have a certain someone on the phone.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Well, at least he's awake. That's an improvement over some days.
Y'all think you know exactly what's going on, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, we have very little information to base it on, except for, you know, previous days.
For my history?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this on my way down. By the way, I'm on side streets now because the freeway, I was completely stopped on the 405 South.
Oh, wow.
Right at Wilshire. I don't know why. But I was thinking as I was sitting there in park, what was my New Year's resolution for 2006? Let's see. It was, I know, to be at work on time.
Yeah.
But, Kevin, that was your New Year's resolution in 2005, too.
Listen, I made some improvement, like, say, a couple of days more. I was there on time.
I remember early in the year.
You were doing really well, right?
Yeah.
You know, from New Year's till the Martin Luther King birthday holiday, Kevin was on fire.
I was there, literally 2 minutes early.
Yeah. But then, you know what happens is then you go out and you really tie one on for the King birthday celebration, and then the next thing you know, you never recover from that.
And the time change, that threw me way off.
Well, sure. Lisa's sourcing you on the freeway right now.
That's true. There's an overturned van.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't lie.
I'm talking about, completely stopped. I'm on Wilshire now. I have no idea where I'm going. I'm just driving someplace on a side street because I can go.
Wow. How about that?
Maybe a while.
We have so much to tell you, folks, about, not you, we have so much to tell the kids about the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. The stuff that we saw, the stuff that happened, the stuff we found out. I mean, Kevin, if you were here right now, we'd tell you the greatest story in the world ever.
But we can't.
Ever.
Why can't you tell me what the
name is? Oh, no, it's too good.
We have to see your face.
Because you'll wreck your car if we tell you this while you're on the phone.
Oh, you guys are bad.
You have to be in person and stable. But we found out something so shocking about someone we know that we can't wait to put it on the air.
All right. Is it somebody that works on our morning show?
I don't really feel like I want to give any more hints or clues to what we're discussing.
Well, he certainly hasn't earned it. You have to earn those privileges.
But it's someone we know well. This isn't some guy that is a friend of a guy that you one time met. I mean, this is somebody in our universe.
Yes.
That we found.
Is that guy named Bean?
We're not going to really say anything more now, but that is coming up. That shocking realization is coming up on this morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show. By the way, I didn't see what time you guys left last night, but you guys weren't at the hotel.
No.
The party is still going on at the hotel.
Oh, jeez.
The Acoustic Christmas Hotel.
Are you serious?
Do we have the phone message from the King of Mexico? Dave, the King of Mexico, Kevin, who, as you remember, was up partying after Saturday night show until 6 a.m. Sunday morning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I don't know why, for the life of me, that he drinks this, but he was drinking absinthe.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Which is like a paint thinner.
Yeah, it was like straight. It's like jet fuel straight. I was like, why do you drink that? He said, because it's fun. And I said, well, so's everything else. And he said, no, this is fun.
And here's the thing about Dave, by the way, and I'm no bar rat, but I'm not. If I'm staying up till 6 o'clock in the morning, there's only one reason, is I'm working a chick. That's right. The only reason. Right. It gets to be like 2 and you're thinking, well, I'm not going to leave now. I'm not giving up. I got my hooks in. I got to keep going. You know what I mean? Then it gets to be 3, gets to be 4. If you're working a chick, I understand staying up all night drinking.
Right.
But what is Dave's motivation?
To forget that he can't work chick.
Maybe that's it. So that was 6 o'clock Saturday morning he was up till. Here's the Afro line call that we got at 4 o'clock this morning about an hour and a half ago.
Hey guys, what's up? It's 4 o'clock and I'm still drinking and partying. I'm here with the Panic at the Disco Dancers. They happen to be really cool people and they're twisting and stuff, so it's pretty cool. You'll be surprised what you see at a Panic at the Disco Dancer party. I'll be at work hopefully at 5:30, so we'll see you there. And we're dancing some more and they're dancing and they're doing flips and twisting and stuff, so Panic at the Disco Dancers, who knew? Good party. All right, man. We'll see you in a bit. Good night.
Was any party wasted more than
on Dave?
Those dancers with Dave?
I never thought I'd hear the words, well, you never know what's going to happen at a Panic at the Disco Dancer party.
And we're dancing and we're twisting.
Is he here? Did he make it? Do we know?
I haven't seen him yet.
Dave's not here yet.
Okay, so not so much with the 5:30.
Yeah.
All right, well, and by the way, when I got back to the hotel last night, Kevin, I know you've done this before, too. You're at a hotel and you see somebody else has an event and you think, oh, I'm just going to go in there for a while, right?
Yeah.
Of course, check it out, yeah.
Yeah, everybody does it. Well, the Costco party was going on at our hotel last night.
Really?
Costco. And it's awesome because one drink ticket gets you 24 drinks. You can't even imagine. Thank you. Good night.
Ba-dum-bum.
Drinks by the pallet. Is that what you're saying?
I'm here all week.
Before we get into this morning's show, I come in this morning and Rodney Bingenheimer is wrapping things up.
Okay.
Now, he doesn't start till 1 a.m. last night because of Acoustic Christmas. It pushed his show back.
Okay.
So he had the option to make his show go longer. And he's turning it down to his board op, and I'm here and we're watching. And I'm like, I'm curious why he would cut his show short. And he says, I don't want to be anywhere near here when Kevin and Bean get here.
Oh, Rodney.
Really?
So I says to him, I said, Rodney, they're not going to be here for another hour and a half. I mean, it's only like 4 in the morning.
Hey, Mike, let me just put it for 1 second and say, if you're going to tell a Rodney story, you have to do the Rodney voice.
Okay, sorry. I don't want to be anywhere near here when they're here. So I said, Rodney. They're not going to be in here till about 5:15, 5:30. They're nowhere near the building. And he says, the best answer ever, that's what you think. So that was my Rodney story for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, on the Kevin and Bean Show today, there's really only, besides the recap of the weekend, and we got a lot on that, funny man Eddie Griffin is going to be joining us today. But what anyone really cares about is the 8 o'clock hour in our studio today. Kevin may be here by then. Ladies and gentlemen, Devin Lane, Ginger Lynn, Christy Canyon, all three of them. That's like a million cc's of boob right there. I mean,
how did you work that out for the one day you are here?
Well, I was going to be here anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, that's in our studio today. They're running a MILF contest, and they should know from MILFs, I'll tell you that. But if you don't recognize the name, they're three of the most popular porn stars in the history of the medium, and they're all going to be here together in studio this morning on K-Rock.
Wow.
So I don't know how good that's going to be as a radio bit.
You don't really care.
Don't care.
Is my
don't
sense,
care.
Yeah.
But I suspect we're going to enjoy it very much. So that's coming up, and lots of other stuff, including Ralph's Showbiz Beat, which we'll do right after this on the world famous K-Rock. I didn't see Billy Corgan, but Psycho Mike, you saw him walking around at Close to Christmas, right?
He looks like an aged cholo. Very strange.
Aged cholo.
Yeah, he's bald with the, like, the...
Wait a minute, he's bald?
Pseudo goatee and...
Yeah.
That's Billy Corgan.
Yeah. It's 5:47 Monday morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Ralph Garman joining us in the studio this morning. Kevin joining us in the studio this morning.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I actually left on time today. It made no difference. I'm telling you, God doesn't want me here on time.
Well, we don't want you here on time.
Two broadcasts
listeners
in the
don't
past
want you here
three
on time.
Days.
I know. Both of them showed up about half an hour into it.
His name's on the show.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's how you get away with it.
I left this morning on time.
If your name's on the show, you get away with it, Ralph.
I see. Just this morning, though.
Hey, besides EAGLES, what's going on?
This show's got to be over.
Oh, dude.
I'm exhausted.
Woo!
What a weekend. Good times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good sound.
Good sound.
Let's talk about the weekend box office, shall we? Top 10 movies at the box office. Apocalypto.
Really?
People just can't get enough Mayans. I've always said that. It turns out I was right. Made about $15 million. Made it number one at the box office this weekend. The Holiday. My girl Kate Winslet's new movie. She's number two at the box office.
End up seeing that? I know you were talking about it.
$13.5 million. Did not get a chance to see it this weekend. Very busy with... Well, drinking, mostly.
Sure.
Happy Feet, those dancing penguins continue to rake in the dough. Number three at the box office this weekend, Casino Royale was four. Blood Diamond, the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie, debuted at just $8.5 million, making number five. Unaccompanied Minors was number six. Deja Vu was seven. The Nativity Story was eight. Deck the Halls, nine. Santa Claus, three, ten.
That's a pretty bad top ten, if you ask me.
Not strong.
Yeah.
Especially if you've seen Casino Royale already.
Yep.
And speaking of like, the movie is on pace to be the biggest box office maker of all the 21 Bond films.
How about that?
So far, the total take for the film is $376 million. The current champ, Die Another Day, with Pierce Brosnan, brought in $431 million total. So they think this one will overtake it probably in a couple weeks or so.
That's a pretty good piece of change for a movie that's been out, what, a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's incredible. And people talking about Lindsay Lohan. We saw her this weekend at Acoustic Christmas.
She was there both nights.
Both nights. The New York Post is talking about the fact that she is taking this AA business seriously.
We did not see her drinking either night, I'll tell you that.
Not because we didn't try.
Yeah, right. We offered Dave big money to get her wasted. But
Lindsay, do you want some absinthe? Let's go party with the Panic at the Disco dancers. But I didn't see us drinking nothing but water.
Our friends from TMZ were there last night. We figured this is our big chance to get Lindsay, like, smashed, to get it on video up on TMZ, but she would have none of it.
See if she's wearing panties.
Yeah.
The New York Post says that she's been seen at various Hollywood night spots. And doing nothing but drinking bottled water. So apparently she's actually making a go of this.
She didn't look... I don't interact with the celebrities much, as you guys know.
Right.
This is Bean speaking. I saw Lindsay. She's a very pretty girl.
Yes.
Did not look happy, though. Did not look like she was enjoying herself. Almost seemed like it's an effort for her to be places. Like it's a struggle. It's too much work.
I think she feels put upon a lot of the time.
Yeah.
By people's attention and by the press and by everything else.
It'd be hard to be 20 and have everyone stare at you every second that you're in a room.
Absolutely.
You know, I felt kind of bad for her.
Her face was prettier than I thought.
I've always thought she was beautiful.
But she weighs 40 pounds?
Really?
45?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wet. Maybe wet,
she's carrying a 20-pound barbell.
My God,
yeah, she's
skinny.
Awfully thin.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, rumors they're getting married this Christmas in a small village outside Johannesburg, South Africa.
Excellent.
Why rush into anything, though?
That's true. Well, they got the kid and all. Apparently, the London Daily Mail newspaper said they were persuaded to pick the venue by Oprah Winfrey, who founded a school for girls in the area. Expected to be at the wedding are A-list stars, including George Clooney, of course, his buddy from Ocean's 11, Daniel Craig, James Bond. Simple ceremony, they say, without all the Hollywood glitz like the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes wedding in Italy. Mm-hmm. This is going to be something low-key, so...
Yeah, they don't strike me as the fireworks type.
Not at all.
Guess who's happy that Pam Anderson divorced Kid Rock?
Tommy Lee.
That's the rumor. In Touch magazine says Pam and Tommy are...
Back together again.
They seem like one of those classic, they will be on and off again their whole lives.
They just can't stay away from each other.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sweet in a way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're very romantic.
And congratulations to Tyler and James, who beat out Rob and Kimberly last night to win the Amazing Race.
Oh, I couldn't believe it when they...
Remember when they did that and they won that race?
That's right.
The part where they came across the finish line? Listen, I know this effing show gets Emmy after Emmy after Emmy.
It does.
I don't know anyone who's ever watched it. I know I've never seen an episode. Who's watching the freaking Amazing Race?
You've never watched one episode?
Never seen an episode of the Amazing Race.
And it wins the Emmy every year as the best reality show.
I don't watch it anymore, but I have, and it's Obviously really good.
I watched one season, and it is. It's really good. I mean, you'd love it. It's just you don't have time for everything.
Yeah, right? I refuse to believe it.
I watched it the year they had the Black Family, because I thought that was very family.
That was their name, the Black Family.
There was black people, but the name was the Black Family, and so he would say, the blacks come in third. I was like, what? What the hell?
You say, oh, those blacks. Did you ever say that?
No, they didn't, actually.
And Prince has announced that he will be performing at the halftime show during the Super Bowl.
If he shows up.
Yeah. Prince.
Yeah. Look, the guy goes on usually about 3 hours late, so he'll be on sometime well after the trophy has been awarded and people are in the parking lot. If you want to stick around, you can see
At least
Prince.
It's not some bogus Bette Midler/Disney/BS halftime.
Last year was the Stones.
Yeah, but
Paul McCartney before that.
It does seem like, and I know that they're, you know, they've already got the whole world watching, but it does seem like they always pick people like 20 years after you really want to see them on TV. You know what I mean? Like, how big a deal is it to see Prince in 2006?
Yeah.
Who would you rather see, B?
Somebody current and hot.
Justin Timberlake? Looks like bring sexy back?
I think that would be better.
Dave, what happened last time he was on? There was nipples, and then we all got in trouble.
That's right.
We all had to pay the price.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Super Bowl Halftime Show.
The Clipper Nation's back. Yeah.
Boom! How are you singing about basketball?
This is a football game.
And Heather Mills McCartney is set to represent herself in British divorce court.
Guilty!
That is always the worst idea.
This comes from the London Daily Mirror that claims that Heather believes she's an intelligent woman and capable of this. And she's saving $30,000 a day in legal costs if she were to appear for herself and represent herself.
Wow.
Heather could be looking at close to $2 million in legal fees.
Oh,
Most people agree she'll probably get something between $40 and $200 million when it's all said and done, what she takes from Paul. So how cheap do you have to be to try to save two to make $200?
With that kind of money at stake, you get the best lawyers you possibly can.
I so hope she blows it and ends up with nothing.
And I hope it's a paperwork mistake, because that's why you need a lawyer, is to file things on time and things like that. I hope she misses out.
Yeah. Then she won't pay herself, and then she'll try and collect. It's going to be ugly.
Experts speculate that legally, she doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Hey!
Thank you so much. Thank you. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ooh, it's a bad day for birthdays. Sorry out there if your birthday, because they just blow.
You don't share with anyone interesting?
You got Jermaine Jackson.
That's your lead.
Let's get serious.
Jermaine Jackson.
Oh, geez.
Was that a song title?
Yes.
Oh, I hate you.
Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue, the bassist. He's 48 years old today.
Yeah.
And Gary Dorden. You know Gary from, he plays Warwick Brown on CSI?
CSI, yeah.
Real talented actor. He's 40 years old today.
That's it?
Monique.
From the Parkers?
Yeah. She's 38.
How do you know Monique is on the Parkers?
She used to be on Moesha. Oh.
Most Deaf.
Most Deaf?
He's a good actor.
He's 33.
Yeah.
Nobody really pops.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World. Terry Garr.
Yeah.
Donna Mills.
No.
Rita Moreno.
Wow.
That's a pretty spectacular day.
I'm going to quit while I'm behind. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
So we're hanging out at the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006 concert to the Gibson Amphitheater over the weekend. And by the way, thanks to everybody again who bought tickets. Sal Wooten Heritage Junior Center, whatever that's called. Plus, Parlos Niños. They both benefited greatly from your ticket sales. We appreciate it.
Right.
And I don't know how it came up, but in conversation with all the K-Rock people, we found out something so shocking backstage that I really haven't been able to wait until Monday morning to get on to be able to talk about this.
Well, obviously you have, because here it is Monday morning.
But it's been very difficult.
Here's the cool thing about Bean is that
very difficult.
He is like a kid that wants, you know, that has the Christmas gifts out a week early and just can't, he doesn't know what to do with himself. He would walk around all day. He would walk up to me and say, well, not all day because I wasn't there, but he would say, hey, you're not going to believe. Oh, it's so big. You're not going
to
believe this.
The greatest thing in the world to tell you.
I wish I could tell you now, but I can't. And then you go, well, why don't you just tell? No, can't. Got to wait. On and on.
No hints.
Yeah.
But am I wrong, Ralph? Is it the greatest thing ever?
It's up there. If it's not the greatest thing ever, it's one of the three greatest things ever.
See, the problem with Bean is that the more he teases how big it I think the less important it is.
Trust me on this one. Okay. This is one particular case where he's right.
Because I am Captain Hyperbole.
Yes. Every girl you see is the greatest, hottest, sexiest girl ever to walk on the planet. Yes. And yes, everything is the most. You're the superlative king.
By the way, Bean has been in solitary in prison, it seems like. Because when we go to Acoustic Christmas, there are a lot of cute girls.
Like a man who's never seen a woman before. Yes.
His head explodes every time somebody walks by. He's like, oh my God,
look at her. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
yes, yeah, she's attractive, Bean. Yes, we
there
know.
Are attractive yeah. girls here, and it's okay.
Oh, look at her. That's what I'm talking about.
He would turn and just start walking after people. It was like, well, yeah, I mean, listen, we all appreciate pretty girls. Don't get me wrong, but he's never seen one before. Every time. It's like a dog.
Look at her.
You know, a dog is so happy to meet you. You put the dog out. You saw it 5 minutes ago. You open the door. The dog is ecstatic like it's never met you before. Yes. That's the way Bean is with every single girl now.
Guys, I don't leave my house ever,
well,
though.
Well, you need to just for that reason.
But know that we do. Recognize that. And then taper your enthusiasm accordingly. That's what we're saying.
Lisa is the thing we found out the best thing ever.
All right, say it.
It's
What's the best thing ever?
Maybe the best thing ever.
Psycho Mike, your opinion. What? Is it the best thing ever?
It's the best thing ever.
Right. What's the
who
best
wants
thing
to
ever?
Tell Kevin? Because he doesn't know. We've been saving it from him all week long. Who wants the honors of telling Kevin?
Let's break it gently. There's someone
yes.
that works here at K-Rock.
An employee. A DJ?
Yes.
Okay.
An on-air personality at K-Rock.
Okay. Rodney?
No.
All right.
And that person is the proud owner of a tail.
What?
Has a tail.
No.
Yes.
And apparently a pretty significant tail.
Apparently one that can be wiggled.
And it can move it.
Tail.
And can move it.
Did we do this topic? Like
yes.
Recently we did extra body parts. Yes.
Has a tail.
Yes.
Yes. Needs to sit accordingly because he can't sit on his tail.
I didn't know that.
A DJ
when he sits, he has to shift on one cheek or another because his tail gets in the way of his seat.
Jed, do you have a tail?
No, Jed doesn't have a tail. Cannot do any ab work in the gym because he has a tail.
Can't do a sit-up, can't do a crunch because his tail gets in the way.
Striker?
Yeah. Striker.
Yes.
Striker.
Striker
has
Stryker
a tail.
Has a tail.
It is Striker.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
And apparently, Striker is the host of Love Line, of course, and apparently somehow it came out on the Love Line broadcast last week. And by the way, Dr. Drew, who is an actual doctor,
yes.
who has seen everything, is just as excited about it as we are.
He is giddy and rattled like we were when we found out about it.
Striker has
Oh, yeah. No, I felt it. Yeah, it's there.
I felt it.
He can move it. Yes. Drew was telling us, he can move it. I felt it, and he can make it move.
What is it?
It's a coccyx, I guess is the word.
Well,
which
that's
is
the tailbone,
right?
That's the tailbone, yeah. But he has an extension on his. He has a tail that has grown off of it.
He has a tail.
And it's not the kind of thing like a dog tail that you could have just, you know, trimmed at birth or anything like that. It's a bone, right?
Yeah, you'd have to have it surgically removed.
Surgically removed, right. Yeah.
It's an extent. I think it's cartilage, I think, or bone or something, but it's full formed.
How can we work here this long with Stryker and not know that?
That's what we're talking about.
Yes, that's what's remarkable about it. And apparently he had never thought to bring it up before, and I don't know if it's something that, like, I would tell everybody.
Of course.
Hey, I'm Bean, I have a tail. I mean, that would be my opening. But for some reason, he has not shared that with anybody.
Your radio name would be Taily Baxter.
Yes,
that's what it would be. Hi, I'm Taily.
I've been in Vegas with him so much, drinking. You know, you would think if he's drunk and he's having a great time and he's partying, that would somehow come out. Hey, by the way, everybody, I have a tail.
Dude, wait till you see this.
Yeah.
And then you just drop your pants and you wiggle your tail.
You could win bets, you know? It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Bet me I don't have a tail?
Yeah.
You want to bet me I don't have a tail?
Did you say he could wiggle it?
Yes.
So then, and by the way, if you've seen Stryker's tail, ladies, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We definitely want to hear about that. Or maybe if you have a tail, I'd like to hear what it's like for you. Of course, the first thing Psycho Mike found out when he could wiggle it is that, has Stryker ever been part of a sandwich? Has he ever been the meat in a sandwich, you know, with a one on each end?
Has he ever done the pinball machine?
And which side is bigger?
Yeah, exactly.
That's my question.
He might
wow.
match.
But Ralph was talking about it on Saturday night because it's all we could talk about. Would that make it difficult for you the first time you're with a new person? Would you be...
That's what I said. I said I would never take my clothes off if I had a tail. I'd be mortified by the fact that I had a tail.
I think I'd go the opposite way.
I do too.
I think they'd know that about me first thing, and I'd say, do you have a tail?
No. If you bring a smoking hot chick back to your apartment and you're about to get busy...
She knows long before then.
Does she?
For me, yeah.
She's not coming back to your apartment if she knows.
Hey, you know
what?
Got a tail.
You bring that up at the bar, you may be going home alone is what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying that's not something you can keep to yourself.
Well, you couldn't.
For me, I just couldn't.
I couldn't either. I would be so proud. Oh, I wish I had a tail.
He has a tail.
I wish I had a tail.
I'm glad I don't have a tail,
me
is what
too.
I'm saying.
So,
I would not want that conversation piece.
How did you guys find out at Acoustic?
Wow, how did it come up? Did
Dr. Drew say
was it? Did Drew tell us?
Yeah.
You were well into it with Drew when I walked into the room.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it actually got broke.
Oh, he thought we knew.
Now, If I were there at that moment, I would have spent the rest of Acoustic Christmas both nights trying to get him to show it to me.
Tracking him down?
Did he? Did you try to get him to?
I asked them about it, but it was in the auditorium during a band, and it was so loud it was hard to have a conversation. I said, Stryker, is it true you have a tail? And he said,
so then you said it louder and louder and louder, and then you started screaming and the band stopped, and you said, do you have a tail?
All right, Lisa, sorry. You're out and you meet a guy,
yeah,
and you're having conversation, and he's plying you with alcohol. And if he's Kevin, he says, oh, and by the way, I have a tail.
Oh, I don't say it. That's low key.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
What does that do to your interest in the young man?
It depends on how hot he is.
Mm. So you'd overlook a tail?
If he's hot enough, I would overlook a tail.
So it's not a deal breaker.
You can't overlook a tail.
Well, I've never seen a tail. So I don't know.
That's
I
mean, why you're running your hand down his back during the sex act and you hit a tail.
That might be really
yeah,
weird.
Don't you think it freaks you a little bit?
Or it's a handle to hang on to.
All right. What if you had to satisfy...
You're having sex with a stegosaurus all of a sudden.
What if you had to satisfy the tail as well?
No!
What if you had to go both
I'm
ways?
Out. I'm out.
I'm just saying.
I'm out.
I was walking by him last night, though, because he was going, tail! I would just walk by.
I saw Jimmy Kimmel yesterday, and by the way, I haven't even told you about that. Went to Jimmy Kimmel's house. First time I've been in another person's house.
What?
In 2 years. I was actually in somebody's house.
Yeah.
But I told Jimmy about the tail, and he's like, I could never stop making monkey sound effects. Like, every time I saw a Stryker, I would be,
That's the best.
That is.
You'd have to take dog treats with you, Lisa, if you went home with them, right? Would you feel like
a, that's not a well, dog.
Snotsages or something like that?
Snotsages. It's not man, that's for sure.
Hey, is your tail one of the snotsages? How do you bring that up?
He's as much dog as he is man if you got a tail.
Is your tail hungry?
I think a tail's the deal breaker.
Do you have to feed the tail?
I don't know. I'm just
tail get hungry?
So is he closer to the apes than we are? Is he some sort of like in between half back. Man,
he's
half
the missing
monkey?
Link.
He's the missing link.
He's the one between us and
oh,
them.
I so wish that was me. Oh, he's
I
so
know,
lucky.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
He's so lucky.
Ralph, how could
tail.
You not see the magic of having a tail? Be so cool.
I'm not big on the freak show oddity scale.
Look,
I'm not really swinging that way.
See, Ralph, they have nothing going
right,
for them.
Right.
That's the problem.
Those of us that don't have anything else.
Sales point.
Tail me up. I'm ready.
Jeez, that guy's kind of dull. Oh, but he has a tail. Let's invite him to the party.
I just like to have one thing that makes a woman want to see me with my clothes off. You know, just one. At least that. At least with someone like
at least
Lisa.
It would be an oddity.
Yeah, there's
you know,
a curiosity like, factor.
Dude, well, I want to see that.
You could have a box of tails and they would be interested in seeing you naked.
Well, I know Stryker has the schedule of a vampire, so it might be difficult to get a hold of, but we have to call him today.
Yeah, and what's our next step? We have to see
today,
it ultimately,
today's
right?
A bad day.
Yeah.
I don't care. Drive over to his house. I don't care. I must see
I'm
the
sure
tail.
He's recuperating as we all are from a long weekend.
Yeah. Did I oversell
no.
it or was it the greatest thing ever?
He's got a freaking tail.
That's what I'm talking about.
God, I wish that was me.
The best part is it's not like a calcium deposit or something. It's just like a bump. He can move it.
Yeah,
he can wiggle it.
That's what makes it a tail. I think anything else is just a lump. But once you start wiggling it, then you got a
then
tail.
Then you rule. Then he you should actually tail. Become the ruler of the world because he has a
because
tail.
Because he has a tail?
Yes.
Wow. Do you have low standards for
do
rulers.
Do you have a tail?
No, but a squirrel does. I don't know if I want them running the country.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? I'm gonna get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
He's got humps. What are you looking like this for? He's got humps. He's got a tail.
Tails, not humps.
I just now learned about it. You guys got to give me a second to let it sink in. Stryker's got a tail.
That's what we're saying.
If it's a tail song, it might have been more appropriate.
Wow. It's a song about humps. It says the word humps. I know it's
do.
Not those humps.
All right. Well,
how
listen.
Many tail songs do you know?
You'll be hearing more about this in the days and weeks and months and
that's
years to come.
That's all you're going to hear about.
I know. It's pretty big news. It's
tail.
Big, right here at K-Rock. We've got a... Does Kiss FM have a DJ with a guy with a tail? No.
I don't believe so. Well, Seacrest.
Maybe. Let me tell you how pouty Psycho Mike was all weekend long. It was the Almost Acoustic Christmas concerts at the Gibson Amphitheater. And Mike really didn't care about the music. He didn't care about working. He didn't care about anything except making out with Jared Leto. That was his goal.
Right.
Driving down there on Saturday is making out with Jared Leto, his boyfriend from 30 Seconds to Mars. So Kevin and I are on the air Saturday afternoon out in front of the Gibson Amphitheater, and it's cool. Papa Roach comes by, and a couple of the other bands come by that we interview. Wolf Mother was there, and 30 Seconds to Mars comes out. And you can see Mike. He's on the side of the stage primping. He's fixing his hair.
Oh, and he's been talking big for like the last hour, too, let me tell you.
Oh, sure, yeah.
What he's going to do to him.
Oh, yeah.
He's all over it.
And then what happened, Mike? How'd you drop the ball on Jared Leto?
How about you did, you a-holes, the both of you. The break's about to start. I've been moisturizing my lips all day, and they're
just at the perfect, you know, point where I'm ready to make sweet love to him. And Bean, just 20 seconds to the break, he goes, all right, Mike, we're going to need a headset for you. Go ahead and sit in on this break. We're going to make it happen. I'm like, all right. So the whole band comes. There's not enough headsets. I said, fine, I'll sit off in the background. But with that kind of lead-in, obviously, Bean and Kevin are going to make some type of reference, and it's going to happen. So I'm standing and sitting and standing. Whole break goes by. Bean's like, all right, thanks for joining us, 30 Seconds to Mars. You go ahead and have a good day.
And by the way, when they showed up, Jared gave me and Alex huge hugs. When they left, he hugged us again.
Of course.
He was all over
us. Here's the funny part, though. Psycho Mike was standing next to his super attractive wife.
Yes.
And I says to her, I says, he keeps talking about wanting to make out with Jared Leto and all that stuff. And she looks at me, serious as a heart attack. She says, I stopped listening to him a long time ago.
They've been married a year.
And she just could care less about what Psycho Mike says.
It is funny, though, that I did manage to maneuver the new Miss Double December 2007 Lauren. I was able to get her a photo with Jared Leto.
Right, sure. Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
You guys are a-holes. Yeah. Ruined my moment. I was dreaming about it for weeks.
Sorry. You're going to have to get him on your own now. I'm sorry.
Well, you're going to have to actually land the men on your own.
Sexual tension was palpable, by the way.
Sure was.
Well, it was a great time. There were Lindsay Lohan was there last night. Tony Canal from No Doubt was there. Right. Topher Grace we saw over the weekend. Oh, my girlfriend Meg White was there too. I didn't get to talk to her, but I saw her.
She's one of those strange crushes that you have.
I don't
find her unattractive. I really don't. Yeah, she has big boobs, Dave, right? But I don't think she deserves three belts.
No.
It was her birthday last night, too, and I had a present for her, but I wasn't able to.
Shut up.
Kevin, your girlfriend, Alicia Cuthbert, was there.
I missed her. You're kidding. Was she asking about me?
I didn't see her. Dave, the King of Mexico, of course, he was the party animal of the weekend.
I was there.
I love Dave. Dave's still up. Dave hasn't gone to sleep, I'm guessing, since Friday night, maybe?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
He was up all night on Saturday after the show, and then all night last night, just came rolling in.
Sunday, yeah.
Dave, you have still been asleep at 5:30 when the show started, but we were talking about you. What keeps you up, like, after Saturday's show until 6 a.m. Sunday morning, unless you're trying to work a chick? Unless the goal is you're trying to score, and that's why you're staying up. Why stay up otherwise?
Fun. It's fun, man.
Listen, here's the thing about Dave. Of course, it's fun. Drinking is fun. But the thing about Dave is he just tries to stay alive long enough so that some girl will take advantage of him.
No, look, seriously.
He doesn't have a game. He doesn't want to go after anybody.
On Sunday nights.
I hope somebody attacks me and has sex with me. That's his only hope.
On Sunday nights, really, if I go to bed at, like, say, midnight when the show's over, I'm not going to get up. So
right.
Might as well just keep drinking and go all the
now,
way
Dave,
through.
Absinthe is an interesting choice.
Absinthe.
Why?
Yes.
How come? What's the thinking there?
Because it's a really good drink.
Those of you that haven't had that, it's jet fuel. It's just.
It is.
It's a liqueur, so it's super strong.
Isn't it illegal? Isn't absinthe illegal to sell in California or something?
It's illegal to purchase, buy, have, yes.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, it's the only law that's been put on the books because it's bad. It tastes bad. So he's
drinking brain damage.
So he's drinking absinthe, which, according to Lightning, is 55% proof. Or Alex, I'm sorry, sister producer.
Wow.
And he's doing, like, shots, and he keeps doing it.
We finished the bottle. And it's like about a 1.75 liter bottle.
What in God's name? So I say, why do you drink absinthe? He says, because it's fun. And I said, what alcoholic beverage isn't fun?
No, but this makes you feel so good.
I don't care if you're drinking beer or whiskey or vodka. They're all fun.
It makes you feel so good and just puts you out there, man. It's good.
But Dave, I feel you at midnight and I feel you at 1 and at 2. But then when it gets to be 3 and you're still just a drunk Mexican kid at a hotel, and then it's 4,
yeah,
and then it's 5...
Yeah, but Bean, you've never been in that position because you don't drink. At 3, 4, and 5, it's all the same. It seems like 5 minutes from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
So 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
6 a.m. Saturday morning.
And you're still up.
And I'm still up from Sunday.
Wow, Dave. What about the phone call? Let's play the phone call again that Dave called the Afro line at 4 o'clock this morning. And I can't even imagine what was going on here, but you did give us some hints.
Hey guys, what's up? It's 4 o'clock and I'm still drinking and partying. I'm here with the Panic at the Disco dancers. They happen to be really cool people and they're twisting and stuff. So it's pretty cool. You'll be surprised what you see at a Panic at the Disco dancer party. I'll be at work hopefully at 5:30. So we'll see you there. And we're dancing some more and they're dancing and they're doing flips and twisting and stuff. So Panic at the Disco dancers, who knew? Good party. All right, man. We'll see you in a bit. Good night.
Good night.
I don't even remember saying good night, by the way.
They're twisting. What was going on, Dave?
All I know, there was wine, hula hoops, and contortionists, and that was fun. It was awesome.
It just sounds like a party.
Here's all I know. You don't know what it's like to be at a Panic at the Disco dancer party.
Well, that is
true. Absolutely true.
Who knew these guys were going to be the coolest people of them all?
Yeah. Where was all this going on?
In someone's hotel room.
In someone's room?
Yeah.
Tell us about Snow Patrol. You're saying Snow Patrol is...
My friend Gary. Oh, the lead singer of Snow Patrol. Sees me at a bar, right. And I'm getting a drink with this nice female lady. And
was she a Panic at the Disco dancer?
No,
female
she
lady?
Wasn't. All right. No.
She was a nice female lady.
So she was a female and a lady.
So he just staring at me, and I'm like, yes, can I help you? He's like, are you done getting drinks? In his Scottish accent. And I'm like,
can I hear your impression of him?
He's like, are you done getting drinks?
And I'm,
like,
right?
And I'm like, yes, why? And he's all like, because it's beautiful that you two are engaging in alcoholic drinks, and that's what we need. We need, we're all here getting love and through alcohol and booze, and we need more. And
right.
It's bringing peace to the world. Everybody. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, who is this guy? And then finally, Kat tells me who he is.
Oh, you didn't know who he was?
I had no idea.
He's the lead singer of the band.
I had no idea.
He's been in here.
What do I know?
Recently.
And then, so I get another beer, and I give him a beer, and I'm like, this is for you. He goes, it's for me? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, this is awesome. And he's like, well, I know you. And I'm like, yeah, you just talked to me at the bar. And he goes, no, I saw you at the venue. You were looking at me. And I was like,
what?
Oh, crap. What the hell's going on? So then the next thing I know, I go get another drink, and Alex is screaming at me because apparently he's fighting with somebody else.
Who is?
The Snow Patrol guy. He's pushing
the guy. The
guy
that was saying we all need love and drinks?
Yes. They're all hammered, so everyone's pushing each other, and apparently there was this big little indie rock fight.
Awesome.
They're shoving back and forth, and that was it. And I see people falling, and I don't even know what the hell's going on. But
that's what I like about Dave.
It was good times. And
what I like about Dave is you can get a kind of a rough sketch, kind of an idea of what went on, but you never really know.
Very few details.
Yeah, you know, I was getting another drink. What do I know? You know?
Now, Dave, I have a couple other things to talk to you about. Yeah. One is your texting is out of control. It's out of control.
Look, it wasn't my fault. Yeah, every time the damn light came on, someone was texting me about stupid stuff.
See, here's the thing about Dave. Dave is a great guy. I love Dave.
Yes.
But he's not exactly working for the government. You know what I mean? It's not like he must be available at all time because important stuff is... There's nothing important happening in Dave's life. Nothing. Ever. And yet, somehow he has to text every minute of every day.
And most of Dave's texts are, not much, what are you doing?
I don't know.
I was actually setting up some parties.
Okay, Dave.
You know, it turns out I had the bravery in my room Saturday night, and I didn't even know that. So it was fun.
That's the other thing I like about Dave is he has no idea who anyone is. But anyway, so we introduce bands every once in a while. It takes, I don't know, 45 seconds, you know? They put a spotlight on you, they give you a mic, you say, hey, everybody, thanks for coming. Here's the next band. Dave is texting while we're doing it. He's there with us, and he's texting.
I say three.
You can't wait for 45
we did
seconds?
Four intros. I think I was texting during three of them.
Hey,
see, what happens is we stand up on the steps at the Gibson Amphitheater to do the introduction. It's basically just, hey, it's Kevin Bean. Here's Lisa. Here's Ralph. Please welcome Incubus. Here comes Incubus. Right. Please enjoy. Thanks for coming to the show. In that 20 seconds that we're there in the spotlight, you see Dave... Clip, 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 clip. On his BlackBerry. It's unbelievable.
I think one of the texts was, hey, I'm doing it on stage. I'll get at you later.
What's the downside of, say, waiting?
Of not texting at that moment?
Because I might not have service the next moment.
Hey, why?
Come on.
Why might you not have service the next moment?
I don't know, dude.
I saw Dave backstage at one point, and I said, Dave, what's wrong? You're not texting. He's like, there's no service in this room.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was very upset.
In the office.
So
how did you even stay there?
And
left immediately.
And one last thing for Dave, and this is about Bean as well. I have no idea. I was a little bit out of it on the weekend. I have no idea what Bean was talking about, but he was going on and on and on. One of his stories that no one's interested in, right? Something about you can't eat deer antlers or something. Do you remember that conversation?
Oh, I do.
You can't eat deer antlers?
I can't eat the antlers.
Some hunting story.
He was going on and on, I don't know, 15 minutes. And finally, Dave, who's really not a very aggressive guy at all, was like, Stan goes, shut up, B. Will you shut up? Stop talking, B. And I was like, looking at Dave like, wow. Finally, he snapped.
Well, there's only so much you can hear about stupid deer antlers.
I agree, but we've been yelling at him for all these years. Somehow you've kept silent all this time until that night.
It was a life lesson I was trying to share with you guys. Dave, who'd you like on the bill Saturday and Sunday? Who were your favorite acts that you saw perform?
I wish I could remember Saturday night, but Sunday night, all I could... All I know is Beck ruled.
Yeah.
He he rocked it with him and the puppeteers.
He came out with the little marionettes,
yeah,
which is
those
a
guys
rip,
rule,
oh, wow.
It's such a bizarre thing. They're marionettes and they all look exactly like the band members, including Beck, and they come out, and they come out singing a song just themselves.
Loser. They open with Loser and you see the marionettes up there. You hear the music and the singing playing and the I mean, it's uncanny how much they have them actually playing the guitar and opening and closing their mouths. It's really synchronized.
It's really good, yeah. And Dave, I'm sure Dave at that moment was texting, oh, yeah, this is very cool. The little puppet guys, they look funny.
I'll text him over now. Check out Beck. He has puppets on stage. It's awesome. It was good.
Well, Beck Dave, I'm afraid that that we wasted a ticket with you, first of all.
What do you mean?
Just give you a hotel room and just leave it at that. You don't really need to see the show because you don't have any idea who played. You're partying with bands in your room and you don't even know who they are.
Yeah, but they didn't play this year, so that's,
Snow Patrol?
Well, Snow Patrol, well, yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Morning, boys and girls. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Not a huge box office weekend. Not a lot of people going to the movies. I think they were busy.
Yeah.
It's Christmas shopping.
Sure.
Apocalypto was number one. Made $14.4 million on its debut weekend.
Good reviews on that film.
Great reviews. Everyone says it's fantastic.
Is that what it was supposed to do? Do you know their expectations?
No one knew what to expect. Everyone was saying it was a good film, but they had no idea how the audience would respond to it. A, because it is a film that is was created entirely in a Mayan language with subtitles. B, what was the fallout going to be regarding Mel Gibson and his drunken rant? So they didn't really know how it was going to translate into box office, but it became number one.
I read one headline that said that this is a bigger opening weekend than Braveheart had, by the way.
Really? Wow.
Really?
Yeah. How bizarre is that? That ended up going on to win the Best Picture Oscar, remember?
The Holiday was number two at the box office, made $13.5 million in its debut. The Jack Black, Kate Winslet film with Jude Law and Cameron Diaz. Mm-hmm. Happy Feet was third. Casino Royale was fourth. Blood Diamond, in its debut, made $8.5 million, making it number five. Unaccompanied Minors, about coal miners, apparently. They go down into a coal mine.
These are kids at an airport.
What are kids doing mining coal?
No, no, never mind.
I don't have any idea what that is. I've not been paying attention enough for unaccompanied minors.
It's kids that are stranded in an airport and have to spend a day there with Wilmer Valderrama.
Get into trouble.
Wow.
Deja Vu is seven. Nativity Story, eight. Deck the Halls, nine. Santa Claus, three was number 10.
Yeah.
You know, this time of year, between now and March, all it's going to be is Oscar talk and awards, and people will be giving out awards to what they think are the best films of the year.
Right.
And it has started. AFI has released their list of top films.
I saw them Saturday night, by the way. They didn't even bring this up. What?
I think he's talking about the American Film Institute.
Oh, yeah. Not the band. Okay.
AFI.
When Kevin knows what's going on, seriously, oh, you're in trouble. They've released their list of top 10 motion pictures for the year 2006. Borat,
yes,
one of the films on their list.
Best movie ever. One of
Babel.
Now they don't
the Brad Pitt film.
Rank them, right?
No,
they just list
no
a list of 10, if I remember,
order, in alphabetical order. The Devil Wears Prada, they thought was one of the 10 best movies of the year.
Huh.
Dreamgirls, which hasn't yet to be released, but they say is dynamite. Half Nelson, that was creepy good.
Never saw it. Heard it was amazing.
Happy Feet.
Really? One of the 10 best of the year, huh?
Inside Man, the Spike Lee bank robbery caper film with Denzel Washington. Letters from Iwo Jima, another movie you haven't seen yet. This is the companion piece that Clint Eastwood did to his film Flags of Our Fathers.
When does this come out?
Next week, I'll
say. It's a fascinating way to do it, is to tell the story from two different venues.
Yeah.
Yes, that's cool.
Flags of Our Fathers, of course, was the American perspective, and this is the Japanese perspective. So, Little Miss Sunshine. Also on that list.
Awesome.
And United 93. That's the 10 top movies according to the American Film Institute.
That's a good list, by the way.
It is a good list. Also, the Los Angeles Film Critics Association has released their top vote getters as well. They said that Letters from Iwo Jima was the best film of the year. That's what they chose.
Wow.
Best Actress, Helen Mirren, for her performance as Elizabeth II in The Queen.
That's pretty much going to be a sweep of the award seasons, I suppose.
Really?
Best Actor, Los Angeles Film Critics Association, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes.
Wow.
That's awesome.
He split the prize with Forrest Whitaker. He did.
Oh, really?
As director Idi Amin in The Last King of Scotland.
How about that?
So.
I actually saw that Last King of Scotland, which is really good,
It looks great.
Yeah.
You know, is there any actor you can think of? Name any actor who could do what Sacha Baron Cohen did in Borat. I don't think there is. I mean,
the more I talk about it, the more impressed I am.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
They had a party this weekend while we were hanging out backstage with Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm. Who's they?
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Did they?
They had a party this weekend to celebrate their wedding. For those of people who couldn't get to Rome for the big event.
Was it on a spacecraft someplace in Southern California?
No, it was at the palatial estate of Paula Wagner, who was Tom Cruise's production partner. Steven Spielberg was there, Penelope Cruz, Larry King, Jennifer Lopez,
Larry King,
Oliver Stone, Orlando Bloom, James Vanderbeek.
Wow.
I was looking at the list, I'm like, what the hell's he doing there? I'm like, oh, Katie Holmes,
that's
Dawson's Creek.
Right.
Of course,
yeah.
Catherine Bell, Diane Sawyer, Brian Grazer, Sherry Lansing, Oprah Winfrey, a notable absentee from the party. Her people said she was not invited.
That's funny.
That's what they said about the wedding.
Yeah. Something's up between Tom and Oprah.
Hate to see that happen.
I know Paula Wagner probably has a huge place, but with all those celebrities...
Oh, for God's sake, there's always room for J-Lo. Play the music. Play it!
Wow.
No, man, you took
took all the fun.
Well, we don't have the 15 minutes it takes for the setup for that.
Concerts. It's through late nights for you, Kevin. You're all cranky, don't you?
Listen, wow. You guys have been doubling up your efforts on that.
We're all tired. We're all a little worse
always
for
room
wear.
For J-Lo.
But no need to get snippy.
This just in. There is no more room for J-Lo.
That's what I'm saying.
Yay.
Oh, that woman can't even manage any enthusiasm. Here's a great story. You know Mary Carey, the porn star who ran for governor? Remember her?
Yes.
I think we had her in on our show.
We did. She was delightful.
She is delightful. Delightful young girl. She is being threatened with legal action from, can you guess?
From legal action.
Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey. Who's threatening
really?
To sue her.
I almost didn't say that because she's been using Mary Carey for
forever.
3 or 4 years, right?
Well, Mary Carey has decided to trademark her name, her professional name, so she, I guess, can do merchandising with it or whatever. And Mariah Carey's people have found out about it, her lawyers, and they are threatening to sue her.
But Mary Carey isn't Mariah Carey. She's not calling herself by the same name.
I know.
Are they going to go after Jim Carrey, too?
Mary says, I think it's kind of funny because I'm a porn star and I've been Mary Carey for a long time. I think she's being silly. At first, my first thought was, does Mariah Carey realize what her lawyer is comparing her to, and are they seriously concerned?
Do they
really think her fans are going to be confused?
The weird thing is, Mariah Carey even sluttier. That's the strategy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bizarre.
So that lawsuit's going nowhere.
I hope it doesn't cause any problems for her. And actress Kirstie Alley has said now that she is looking for a serious relationship. He was interviewed in the Ladies' Home Journal. The reason I bring this up is because she said when she dates someone, she tells them that there's going to be no sex with that person for at least 6 months.
That isn't good for you.
No sex for 6 months. She makes that exclamation up front.
If you're going to date her, that's what you can expect, and don't even think about it for the first 6 months because she believes it's too important to rush into and it helps make a more solid relationship.
Would you like to have a video of every guy she told that to and just watch him go, all right, see you later?
Well, I'll be like, you're fat. You can't be picky. You should feel lucky I want to put it in you.
Ugh, look at how fat you are. You disgust me. Oink, oink, fatty.
Is that a...
So tell you what, how about we don't have sex for a year while we're dating?
Yeah, right.
I'll do you even better.
That's not a Scientology thing, is it? Is you're supposed to wait or anything like that? Right?
Not that I know of. I think it's just a... crazy fat actress thing. That's what I think.
First of all, he's just too f***ing fat.
Okay.
All right? He's a goddamn lard ass.
Well, he is. Whoever he is talking about. Today's celebrity birthday is Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue. Is 48 years old today. And Gary Dorton, who plays Warwick Brown over there on CSI, he turns 40 years old. I am Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
First, though, we got to take care of some business. You know, we get a ton of email. You can write to any of us. All the email addresses are up at krock.com. And occasionally, somebody ignores what they hear us doing for the most part on the show and says, hey, Kevin B, why not use your power for good once in a while instead of just BS?
Which we try not to do. But here's the funny line in the email that we got sent is, every year you do a Christmas K-Rock listener fundraiser for a family in need. Not really. I mean, we do sometimes, but we try to stay away from helping.
Yeah, I think we did one.
I think it was the house.
And that was accidental. We fell into that.
Right. Yeah.
And we regret it, too, by the way.
Don't hold that against
us. And we shouldn't have done it, and we won't do it again. Please keep reading. It sounds boring. It's a sad story. You must help. It's in your very own backyard. This is Nanette on the line who sent us the email a couple of weeks ago. Nanette, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. Happy holidays to you.
Hi.
Nanette.
Hi,
Nanette. Why Kevin and Bean? I mean, there's so many good people out there. There's Rick Dees, there's Ryan Seacrest, there's Big Boy, there's Mark and Brian. They're all doing stuff for the community. What made you think to write to us?
You guys rock. Kevin, Ryan Seacrest is cheesy.
Yeah, that's true. But it's it always cracks us up because we're really pretty much the most self-centered people in the world.
I know. But listen,
we're flattered that you wrote this. Tell us about Sharon, and she has no idea that we're doing this, right?
No.
Okay, tell us about Sharon.
Is she's a friend of yours, or what's the story?
Sharon is. Her mother was a really close family friend of mine.
Okay.
7 years ago, well, she's 21 years old, and 7 years ago, her father passed away.
Okay.
Her mother was diagnosed with colon cancer about three and a half years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Let's see. About 4 years ago, she was admitted to go to Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
And they told her, you know, either you finish school in 3 years so that you could come home to be with your mother. The last 5 months, she was able to.
Oh, so she did a full four-year course in 3 years?
She did.
Wow.
Wow.
So that she could be home with her mom the last 5 months. Before she passed away, and now she had to step up the plate to be responsible for her siblings, all at 21.
She's 21. How old does she have brothers and sisters?
She does have brothers and sisters. So now she's responsible for the rent, the bills, and she's driving a car that's older than her.
So, okay, so let me make sure I get this right. So she's 21. She's an orphan. Both mom and dad have passed away. How many other siblings are there?
There's two brothers and two sisters.
And she has to take care of them all.
So it's party of five.
It's a party of five.
It's just like party of five.
Yeah, by the way, party of five, no party.
No, worst named TV show ever.
There was no party there.
No.
All right, here's what's amazing to us is we do get a tremendous amount of email from people. But for some reason, we also get, there's a total sense of entitlement that people seem to have. Like, I deserve so-and-so, and I'm pissed because I'm not.
Right.
And very seldom do you see people like this who have terrible fortune and still step up to the plate, finish school, do everything they can on their own, and they don't complain to anyone.
And by the way, Sharon is not the one who's writing to us. This is her friend Nanette who's tipping us off to the story. We haven't heard a peep from Sharon. So, all right, so you're starting to get into the car situation. So she's 21. She's got four younger siblings. She's taking care of them. She's the breadwinner in the family, obviously. And what's the situation? Does she have a job?
She'll start a job in January.
Okay. And what's the situation with the transportation? It sounded like that was kind of the crux of your email. But frankly, 10,000-word email, we just glanced, man. We really don't know what's going on. We just looked at it.
We all kind of just got a general sense that you're pretty cool, and it sounds like Sharon's pretty cool, and then that's as far as we can read.
Okay. Well, her car situation is she's driving a car that's older than her.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 22 years old. When she's driving on the, you know, like on the street or the freeway, sometimes it conks out.
Excellent. Good. That's what you want in a car. You want a car that conks out while driving.
Yeah, she's one of those ones that you'll see in the middle, stranded in the middle of the street with their emergencies on.
Oh, I hate her.
No, really? Oh, that's so sad.
What a bitch.
Shut up.
No, I'm just saying.
Shut up. That's Bean's way of saying that must be frustrating for her.
All right, so she's driving a 1980 Volvo, which is, it sounds like from your email, is just on its last legs. Like, it's barely going to get her to work that first week is what it makes it sound like you're saying here.
Yes, and her job is an hour. It will take her an hour and 15 minutes to get there.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
If the car works.
So what do you want? What do you want from Kevin and Bean, Nanette?
I want you guys to help Sharon get a new car.
Get a new car.
Can we give you acoustic Christmas tickets instead?
That was last night.
Pass.
That was last night.
No,
you'll pass.
She's on to you.
She's too sharp. Yeah.
She didn't fall for it. Okay.
A lot of times, the day after acoustic, we do give away front row seats, and people go crazy. It's awesome.
They really don't pay attention.
Next year, right? Exactly.
Nanette is. I think Lightning has Sharon's number. I think we may dial her up and try to get her on the line. Is she hot though?
Oh, stop
it! No, I'm just asking. She is hot. Okay. All right. Well, then I'll keep going.
Oh, Bean.
Well, I mean, the whole raising
your Christmas spirit is
the party of five and everything is interesting. But if she's hot, that makes it even better.
All 21-year-olds are hot.
Well, not all.
That's not true. I'll tell you that.
That's true.
All right. Let's get Sharon on the line and find out how much of this story is made up in Nanette's fertile imagination.
She's going to say, I hate Nanette. I don't know who that is. That'd be awesome. Hello?
Hello?
Sharon?
Yes?
Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show calling. We're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, listen.
How are you guys?
We're not going to hurt you.
Seriously, we're on the phone. We can't physically hurt you.
Okay.
Your pal Nanette emailed us and now is on the line, and she was just telling us your tragic tale of woe.
Oh. She didn't make it sound that way, but she did. I mean, obviously, if you lost both parents and you have siblings that you're taking care of at 21 years old, is that all true?
Yeah.
Dude.
Wow.
I'm not that responsible now. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Kevin has a wife and two kids and can't take care of them.
Yeah.
And you're doing it on your own at 21. Is it so party of five?
Yeah.
All right. What's the story with your car? Nanette told us some of the sketchy details. Apparently, it's a 1980 Volvo.
Yeah.
And what? And how's it running for you, Sharon?
It's having some problems.
Kind of sucky.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? I mean, have you had anybody look at it? Is it something minor or something that's gonna kill it?
I think something's wrong with the transmission.
Yeah.
And it's already been rebuilt once.
Yeah.
So they just laugh when you drive in now, right? They just laugh.
Yeah.
Is there a surplus of 1980 Volvo parts on the market? Would you guess?
Probably not.
Probably not.
How many miles does it have on it?
Oh gosh, I don't even know. It's getting up there though.
Now you're
the guy looking at it and saying, "What? Still drive this thing?"
Yeah, you're responsible for all of your siblings, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And you don't have a job right now. You're getting ready to start one in January.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? I mean, without getting too personal, but how have you been supporting them all this time since your mom passed away?
Well,
do you have life insurance from them?
No, unfortunately.
Oh,
oh no.
Nothing from either?
No.
Wow.
Well,
so,
never really got to that point where they would get that.
Yeah, they were both so young.
Yeah.
What are you using for money right now, Sharon?
Well, I borrowed a lot of money from people, just because it took me a while to kind of readjust to,
of course,
like daily life. And
by the way, hard enough for somebody to get used to losing one parent, let alone both, let alone being responsible for siblings.
Right. I mean, yeah. But Nanette says you're hot, so that helps.
Thanks, Nanette.
All right, listen. We got to take a break. We've been mulling this around in the office, and we have some ideas, but we want to run them by you first. So can you hold on? Do you mind, Sharon, if you hold on and we can talk to you after a quick break?
Sure.
I'm going to try to help somehow, because it sounds like you're a great person. You're on your own, and you're not doing any complaining. Nanette's the one who contacted us.
Okay.
We think that's very cool. So hold on, and we'll take a quick break and come back, okay?
Okay.
Nanette, hold on.
Okay.
All right, don't go away.
K-Rock listener Nanette is on the line. Nanette, good morning. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello.
All right. She emailed us and told us about her friend Sharon, also on the line. Sharon is 21 years old and is the head of household. She's got four younger siblings. They're orphans now, and she's in a terrible way. She's got troubles, not the least of which she's driving a 1980 Volvo. Ugh. And Sharon, thank you for hanging on. You still with us?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm here.
Great. Big surprise, having the phone ring, having to be Kevin and Bean this morning.
Yeah.
Blame Nanette.
I'll tell you, again, just to catch up for people, it's amazing to me that you're 21, you're responsible for your siblings, you got a job, you're not out there complaining and holding out your hand. You're just going to make it happen.
Yeah.
And we don't see people like that very often. So we're very moved by your story. We have, who do we have on the line?
Should be Mike Sullivan from the LA Car Guy.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good.
Mike, before we get to the business at hand, thanks for sponsoring the webcast. I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the Acoustic Christmas shows over the weekend from the Gibson, but my God, was that a fantastic webcast.
It was a great show. I was really pleased.
Oh, and you know what? It's funny, because in years past, Kevin and I have always said, well, if you can't go to the show, check out the webcast. But I got to be honest, the first few years, kind of spotty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slow connection, kind of hard to see. The camera work is great. The sound is great. The picture is great. I mean, it's like watching television now. It's flawless, and we couldn't have done it without your help.
The lineup was way cool, too.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
We appreciate it. So you heard about our pal Sharon, our friend, our 21-year-old hot friend on the line, huh?
Her being hot has nothing to do with me calling.
That's right. That's right.
Because he's not like you guys.
Now, Mike, of course, the LA car guy, we called him and we were trying to figure out. Well, first things first, we tried to see Sharon if we could get your car fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But 1980 Volvo, not really working that well.
Yeah.
It's not like there are a lot of brand new parts out there, and they're very easy to come by, and we can do something that would actually make a difference.
The impression we also got is that it needed more work than the car was worth, too, which was kind of the problem. So we went to Mike, because LA car guy, I mean, you guys got cars, right? I mean, that's your thing.
We got a couple.
You got a few.
And you know what? We it's such a last second thing. I mean, we felt bad for calling. It's almost like, hey, we have a friend here. Is there any way we can help? We didn't want to I mean, there's no possible way we would ask for a new car, but tell us what you do have.
Well, I was just, my wife grabbed me out of the shower when you guys called, so I'm jumping on it real quick. I think that the nicest one I've got is it's a 97 Honda, four-door automatic, 35,000 miles, and it's on the front line at Toyota of Hollywood. She can just go out there and pick up the car.
No kidding.
Oh, that's awesome.
We can't have this girl driving an old Honda. I mean, an old Volvo.
No.
Who had this car that's 1997? It only has 35,000 miles on it.
I know it. I was real pleased. Well, I mean, I was on the phone for the last 10 minutes just with all the general managers, just finding the lowest mileage, you know, just something fun that would be good for her.
Did you have them run out and roll the odometer back?
It's pretty early for that, guys.
Okay, no. All right.
But, Mike, I want to make sure I understand here. Are you talking about her just going down and picking up the car? I mean, you're not talking about making a deal.
We want to just give this girl a little help, and this Honda will be a good way to start it up. So I'm real pleased.
Oh, cool, Mike, that's awesome.
It'll be a fun thing to do.
Sharon,
we had a big Christmas party last night for us, and this is only appropriate that we step up a little bit.
Wow,
Sharon, are you hearing any of this?
Yes, oh my God.
Oh. Hello, Sharon.
Thank you.
Hi, girl. I'm real pleased to be able to do a small gesture.
But, Mike, the thing is that car dealers are supposed to be, like, turning the screws on the consumer.
Man,
you're not supposed
to start with me at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'm just saying, when does a car dealer say, hey, you know what, you look like a good kid. Just go ahead and drive it off the lot. When does that happen?
When he's in the shower at 7 o'clock in the morning.
All right, well, we'll call every morning at 7. Yeah, you're supposed to be nickel and diming her to death. You're supposed to be saying, Sharon, I can't give you the car, but I'll give you a low, low monthly price.
The next guy that comes in is paying all the money, Kevin.
There you go. Nice.
Wow. Well, Sharon, how do you feel about having a new car to drive?
That's unbelievable. Thank you so much.
I'm real pleased.
Did your car, Sharon, really stop in the middle of the street?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's really scary. And dangerous.
And that's probably one of those times when you go, oh, my God, I always see people like that, but it's never me. And now I got to put on the emergency lights. And what do I do? Do I get out and run? What do I do?
Well, Sharon, we're going to hook you up with Mike's information. And like I said, L.A. Car Guy, I mean, he's been a sponsor here at K-Rock for a long time. We know how great they are. And they, you know, provided the webcast for us. I mean, but this is really above and beyond the call of duty. I mean, this is just this is taking money out of your pocket at the holidays. And we can't thank you enough for that, Mike.
I'm real pleased. Sharon,
congratulations,
girl. I'm glad to help. Guys, get back on it.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Annette, thank you for contacting us with the email about Sharon. We're glad you did.
Well, thank you for helping.
You bet. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
We're going to take your phone calls if you have comments about the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, Saturday and Sunday night. And by the way, for the best call, we'll give you front row tickets for either Saturday or Sunday night. So you got that going for you. 1-800-520-1067. The shows were this weekend. So much stuff went on. We couldn't be everywhere and hear everything, so we want to hear from you. What about our pal Jed the Fish doing interviews? What about that?
Well, Jed is a strange bird. We love Jed, but we don't know what he's talking about anymore.
I haven't known what he's talking about since 1990. All right.
He's a great guy and all, and I feel for him in this particular thing. There are certain artists who are, they're brilliant and they're intelligent and they're creative. And one of the first interviews I ever had to do at the station was with Beck. Mm-hmm. And I went on his bus, and I remember leaving thinking, I don't have any idea just what happened. I didn't understand what he was saying. I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but he's also like on his own wavelength, Beck is.
Sure.
He's out there, and it works for him. He brings on those marionettes and stuff on stage. I mean, he's an amazingly brilliant guy. Not an easy guy to have a conversation with.
Well, he's gotten easier over the years. Jed has not.
No, Jed
has
Jed's gone in the opposite direction.
So you put Beck together with Jed, and neither one of them seemed to know what the hell the other guy's talking about.
Here's a little bit from backstage.
Yeah, I got Beck right here.
I got my headset on.
Your hair looks so good. It's just...
Your hair looks quite nice.
Yeah, but yours is like stirring me right now.
I don't know if that's good.
Okay, we can't have Jed scaring our artists, right? God. Is that what we need, Jed? We need him scaring our people?
I was just ready for him to ask.
What if your name was Asshor?
That's what he asked Trent Reznor last year.
Your hair looks good. But then he won't move on. I mean, most of us would say, if we said anything, hey, your hair looks great, but none of us would even say that, would we?
No.
Ever.
No.
But he wouldn't stop. And Beck's like, okay, I need to back up just a little bit. But at least Jed brought it around so that it was a good interview. And there was a lot of information that got out. I think we all understood it well.
So you're saying the little place we keep in our brains that we have for the music could actually affect our visual perceptions.
I just got lost, I think.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Great.
When you're talking on a wavelength that Beck doesn't understand. By the way, it sounded like he was recapping what Beck said. Somehow he was summarizing something that Beck had just said.
I had a conversation with Jed Saturday night where I made the mistake of saying, what's new with you, Jed? And that's a fatal flaw. And he, for 20 minutes, went on about subatomic particles and string theory and I was lost. God bless him, love him. No idea what he was talking about. But that 1-2 punch last night of Rock and Tours followed by Beck, I mean, that was just like the best of both worlds.
It was amazing.
Two totally different acts, both of whom owned the stage, both of whom were great. I mean, those were real highlights. And for me, by the way, My Chemical Romance on Saturday night was amazing. I mean, it's unbelievable that Gerard, I mean, to see the way Gerard has become a front man for this band.
Right.
Since we saw him a year and a half ago at the calendar signing or whatever it was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like in Orange. It's like, I can't believe it's the same band. They're so theatrical now and so tight.
And has AFI ever put on a bad performance? Ever?
No.
One time?
Yeah, they're amazing too.
Josh and Chatsworth, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Tired. How are you?
You know what's really funny is that we came in this morning and all there was decaf coffee.
Yes.
It's so funny because this radio station just closes down the Monday after Acoustic Christmas and no one comes in except for us. And we came, and it had to be. It's really funny. As far as I'm concerned, that's a great prank, is to go take out all the coffee and just put in decaf.
Josh, were you there this weekend or were you watching on the webcast?
I'm sorry?
Were you there or were you watching on the computer?
I was there last night. I watched on Saturday night.
Okay, what'd you think? What are your thoughts?
I thought that the killer set last night was one of the best sets I've ever seen at any concert. And when Brandon Flowers got on the piano during all these things I've done and put the microphone stand out on the audience and everybody started chanting, I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. The energy in the room was like unlike anything I've ever felt in my entire life. It was unbelievable.
It was a massive sing-along. It was awesome. Yeah. And then he just sort of extended it longer than it naturally is in the song, and it was a cool moment.
You know, it's really difficult to get those moments. Thank you for the call, Josh. Assistant producer Alex is in here, too. It's difficult to get these moments with a show like this because everybody's not there for the same thing. Almost everybody's there for something different because there's so many different
bands. Single person in that venue knew every word to every Killer song.
I know, that was awesome.
But I have a question about the Killers, and I like them, too. But I got the impression that Brandon grew the mustache for the video, the first video. Still wearing the mustache. Still got the mustache on. Months later, still wearing the look.
Love the mustache.
Ronnie, the drummer, has it too when he was backstage. And there were a couple guys who mistook him for Jason Lee and thought it was Earl.
Exactly.
Yeah, he does look just like him. He does, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But, true. I mean, Brandon Flowers looks like he just stepped out of Deadwood or something. I mean, it's like he's got the vest on and the little mustache.
He's got
like
a porn stash. He's got a porn stash.
When you're a rock star, I think you play jokes on the public and go, I'm going to see what I can get away
with. Of course. 1-800-520-1067. Another highlight over the weekend. Justin from Downey's calling to talk about. Hey, Justin, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hi, Justin.
What did you like over the weekend?
I just thought I won. Incubus outperformed everyone.
They were one of my favorites.
They were great.
There's something about a band that has just put out a new CD and they're really psyched to be out there playing it for people that there's an energy that they get that most bands don't have. Same thing with My Chemical Romance.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that too. I just think everything was perfect. I didn't hear one missed note. I think Brandon's boy just went insanely amazing show, and Mike on the guitar was just...
Yeah, he's something else. And you forget how many great songs they have until you sit and watch an hour of Incubus, and you're like, oh, my God, I like that one. Oh, yeah, that one, too.
Oh, yeah, it's the hit parade. It's good. Yeah.
Hey, Justin, would you mind just taking a second and telling us what the hell Jed's talking about?
So you're saying the little place we keep in our brains that we have for the music is... could actually affect our visual perceptions.
I just got lost.
You lost him.
you want to try and help me and make sense out of that?
Yeah, I can't really. I was hoping you could. I don't really have any idea what he was talking about. Thank you.
Let's go to Janelle in Van Nuys. Talk about your highlight. You can never go wrong with Dave Grohl.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, Foo Fighters, unbelievable. And you were there Saturday night. What'd you think?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing to hear them perform Darlene Nikki. It was just the best. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God. My little sister was with me. She's like, this is a song you never let me hear. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, it does have masturbation in the lyrics. This is the Prince song that Foo Fighters covered a few years ago. And did Dave Grohl say they had never performed it live before?
Yeah, Saturday night he said it was a treat and he was really excited to play it. And then Sunday night he said it was dedicated to all the dirty women in the crowd so they could shake their ass.
And then the Everlong thing with the first it was acoustic and then they
that was so cool. The first like two or three songs they did acoustic and everyone thinks they're just going to do a really cool acoustic set. And by the way, Foo's acoustic rocks harder than a lot of bands plugged in.
Yeah, no question.
So then Dave Grohl comes out and he starts to do Everlong all by himself, just spotlight on him. And then about three quarters of the way of the song, he extends the chorus and the stage starts to spin and everybody starts to realize they're all plugged in and Taylor Hawkins and Dave Grohl look at each other and time it perfectly and they just jam into an electric Everlong that is absolutely beautiful.
I was too busy on the payphone trying to call Ticketmaster when they were playing it. I heard that song and it's just, hey, speaking of Dave Grohl, tell me about backstage. You were hanging with him, super whore.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, Lohan was in effect, Firecrotch.
Lindsay Lohan, yeah.
And I swear that somebody in VIP shouted Firecrotch at her and I wanted to high-five that person. But
I swear that was Psycho Mike, by the way.
But Lohan was in the hallway like a little puppy dog, just trying to hang out outside the Foo Fighters dressing room and wanted to say hi to him because like maybe she thinks if they're all famous, they're all supposed to know
of course,
each other.
Yeah. Which they're in the retarded. Famous family.
Well, right. if you love Dave Grohl, as she probably does because she's a 20-year-old girl, you think, hey, I'm going to use whatever celebrity I have to try to meet this guy because I'm a fan of his.
Yeah, and if you're Dave Grohl, you're like, ew, I don't want to touch you and get a disease.
Right. So, you're like, ew, fire is what you like.
So she was just hanging around and she wanted to say hi to him and go in the dressing room and he was having none of it.
Really?
He wasn't mean to her. He wasn't rude. He just kind of never made eye contact with her.
Just like she wasn't there.
Yeah, he just totally ignored her and then blew right by her.
Awesome.
I met Mrs. Grohl Saturday night, who I've heard of, Jordan, never met her before. I can see why he married her. I'll tell you that.
She's
awesome.
Super cool.
She's awesome. It was really fun.
I, for one, though, was really, really surprised when Dave Grohl ended the set with
Firecrotch.
Oh.
I say it's disgusting.
At a Christmas show, of all things.
Go back to your cheap motel. You fire crotch, a stinky beaver.
That had to hurt, Lindsay. I'd like to take a vote before we move on. Who needs the tall guy to get back on the effing ferry?
I've got an ass full of beans.
Hey. There you go. Good enough.
I am in studio today because of the Acoustic Christmas shows. And by coincidence, Devin Lane and Christy Canyon joining us in the next segment, by the way. Just by coincidence, I'm here and they're here. And Lisa, I love you, but you're going to have to step out because you're bringing down the room, baby. Ordinarily, you're the hottest thing in the room. But this today.
You're affecting the bell curve.
Yeah, I'm just saying today.
Bean is especially sensitive today, too.
You stay in the room when hot band members come in.
Boom.
I'm just saying. All right, 7:58 at Scare QFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Stryker has a tail, by the way. We're going to call DJ Stryker later and find out what's up with that. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Breaking news. Ooh. Here's the thing. It's funny that over the past couple years since I've been doing the Kevin and Bean Show, people start to think that I'm actually some sort of journalist or something.
Like you have some kind of weight behind what you say.
Right. Sure. They don't get the fact that I just read these stories for the gags, you know?
Right.
So people sometimes call me with breaking news. They think of me first when they have news about something.
Fantastic.
And I got a call this morning from an unnamed source that said, you need to check the Sheriff's Department website.
Really?
Go to the Sheriff's Department website and type in this person's name, and you'll see that they were arrested this morning.
No kidding.
Okay.
So I did as instructed because I'm a good soldier. And who turned out to be busted this morning by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's
Mel
Department?
Mel Gibson.
No. Oh. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. Was? Did this person have a tail?
No.
Okay, then I'm out.
Music, movie, TV?
TV.
TV.
Okay.
Current huge hit star?
No.
Old star?
Very popular, very in the tabloids, very very high profile.
LeVar Burton.
Yes, that's it, Psycho Mike.
I'm sorry.
The star of Roots and Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton.
That's right. Who got arrested?
Lieutenant Geordi from Star Trek The Next Generation, LeVar Burton.
Well done, Mike.
Arrested today. You're uncanny.
All right, who was it?
Nicole Richie.
Oh! Really? For?
Well, according to my source, for driving on the wrong side of the road.
Wow, going against traffic. Yes. Wow, that doesn't seem good.
Now, there was also some inferences that there may have been some sort of substance abuse involved.
Not food. Not food, though. No, she wasn't eating while she was driving. We know that.
She's never abused food.
I don't think you really drive on the wrong side of the road unless there is some kind of substance involved.
That's what I would
think.
Did
she think she was in Britain?
All I have the information from the sheriff's department is it was she was booked with on a misdemeanor charge, but they won't say what the charge is here on the website, so we don't know exactly. But I will be following up, trying to get more information as the day progresses, but apparently she was busted at 1:45 this morning, taken to the Glendale Verdugo Hills station, and this happened in Glendale, so...
Now, she's not one of the three Hormigos, right?
No. She is not one of the three Hormigos, no. Right. Although she has been, you know, she was connected to the head whore for a long time.
Right.
She's like a moon in that in their universe, but she's not one of the planets.
See, that's that's a reason in itself to eat and gain weight, is so that you don't have a shot and you're driving down the road on this wrong side.
Yeah, talk about being a lightweight, literally.
Yeah.
It's funny here, they've got her stats. You know, they arrest you, it says sex, female, race, black. hair, blonde, eyes, green, height, 5'1". Weight, 85 pounds.
Oh, wow.
No.
By the way, I was just guessing about the alcohol. I don't know what was
involved. No, we all are. At this point, it's all alleged.
Yeah.
But apparently she was arrested this morning on something.
Ralph, for the real scoop.
How about that?
$15,000 was her bail, which I think she had at the bottom of her purse in change.
That's hot.
So we'll be following that story as it develops. Wow, that was cool saying that. I felt like a real person.
No kidding.
A real newsman. Big story?
You bet.
Kids don't care about the news, boys. It's boring.
I'm like a young Paul Moyer.
Yeah. You don't have enough hot air to be a young Paul Moyer.
Bean, you have a couple shots. You go home and have a couple shooters. Bean, you're just not the same guy. Today's celebrity birthdays.
That's it?
No, I'll do some more. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Apocalypto.
Oh.
Number one at the box office. I've always said, people love them some Mayans.
Oh, yeah.
Mayans built a hell of a pyramid, too, by the way.
I don't get a chance to use my Mayan language very often, so it's good that I got to.
$14.4 million this weekend, made it number one at the box office. The Holiday, Jack Black and Kate Winslet, Jude Law, Cameron Diaz. Number two at the box office. A lot of chicks dragging their fellas to go see that movie this weekend.
Sure.
$13.5 million. Happy Feet was third. Casino Royale was fourth. Blood Diamond, the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie, fifth. Unaccompanied Minors was six. Deja Vu, The Nativity Story, Deck the Halls, and The Santa Claus 3. Rounding out your top 10 to the box office this weekend. Casino Royale is on pace to be the most successful James Bond movie ever.
That's saying something.
So far, it came out on the 17th, so it's about a month old. So far, it's made $376 million.
Wow.
It is the number one film at the box office internationally. And at this pace, it will crush the previous Bond film that held that title of being the most moneymaker. Die Another Day with Pierce Brosnan made $431 million. So this looks like it's going to be the biggest one. Although they've been getting progressively more successful, believe it or not. After 40 years this franchise has been going, this looks like it's going to top them all.
That movie made me laugh when he was in his car, he was poisoned, he was about to die, and he had the heart thing, and the girl comes up, and she brings him back to life, and then he looks at her and he says, "You okay?" He was like 1 second from death.
He's a cool mofo.
Yep.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes had a second party celebrating their marriage on Saturday night. It was held at the mansion of Paula Wagner, who was Tom Cruise's partner in his production company. Penelope Cruz was there. His ex-girlfriend was there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
Steven Spielberg was there with his wife. Larry King was one of the guests.
How does he get in anywhere?
Does he know he was there?
Tom and Katie, hello. That's what he said to them.
You're there.
Really? What's Larry King doing there? He can barely walk.
I don't know. The people love him.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, hello.
Oliver Stone was there, Orlando Bloom, James Vanderbeek. How happy was James Vanderbeek to be in that room, by the way?
First time he's been invited to a party in 10 years.
Yes. All Hollywood A-listers and James Vanderbeek. It's like, dude, this is the beginning of my comeback. That's what he was thinking to himself.
Yeah.
Diane Sawyer, Brian Grazer, Sherry Lansing. Star-studded event this week.
San Angelo, Texas. Hello.
Larry wouldn't stop shouting on cities.
Kirstie Alley says she needs to wait for 6 months when she starts dating someone. She will not have any sex with her partner for at least 6 months.
Yeah, that's like when you get fired, you say, "You can't fire me, I quit." I mean, come on. Nobody wants to have sex with her.
She says she's looking for a serious relationship, and she believes any genuine boyfriend material would accept that deal and say, you know, she really needs to get to know someone before they have sex. "I take sex seriously," she says. "And if you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, 6 months is a drop in the bucket."
Obesity. Adiposity.
corpulence. Whatever word you use, it represents one thing, being a big fat ass.
Yeah. It's like Dave saying, I'm not going to have sex with you.
Right.
Because I'm going to meet you at a bar.
Right. Exactly.
That's taking care of itself, isn't it?
Phoenix, Arizona. Hello.
Shut up, Larry.
Someone wrote me an email and said, I heard Dave was partying with one of the bands from Acoustic Christmas, with the dancers from one of the bands, when he called in this morning and told us he was partying with them.
Right.
And I said, yeah, it was the girls from the dancer from Panic at the Disco. And he said, does that make them Hispanic at the disco?
Hey!
Abbotsford, British Columbia. Hello.
Hey, our listeners are so much funnier than we are. And the AFI has released its list of the top 10 films of this year. What Davey Havoc knows about films, I have no idea.
I think this is the American Film Institute.
What?
For your consideration.
Thank you. We're mixed nuts. Thank you. Good night. Borat on the list of top 10 outstanding motion pictures for 2006.
As well it should be.
Absolutely. Other films joining Borat, Babel, The Devil Wears Prada, Dreamgirls, Half Nelson, Happy Feet, Inside Man, Letters from Iwo Jima, Little Miss Sunshine, and United 93.
Mike, you enjoyed Borat this weekend? You finally got around to see it?
He really has deserved all those nominations.
You didn't make it, did you?
I have had the gonorrhea many times. A lady is very much like Borat. High five. I have also had other disease in this area.
Do you know what they were?
I once catch a herpes from my sister.
That means you had sexual relations with your sister.
Yes.
Yes. Did you have sexual relations with any other family members?
No, I am not sick.
That's right.
Toledo, Ohio. Hello.
It's okay. Today's celebrity birthday is Nikki Sixx, bassist from Motley Crue, 48 years old today, and Gary Dorden, who plays Warwick Brown over there on CSI. My wife's got a thing for him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's a black guy, but he's got those blue-green eyes.
Sure.
That's a good look.
Yeah, it is.
Damn, I wish I was black with green eyes.
Yeah, well, you're not. Sorry.
Oklahoma City.
Shut
hello.
Up, Larry!
Gary's 40 years old today. I am Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
It's not that I don't love you, Lisa. It's just that...
Stop being mean to her.
I'm just saying, if I look over here...
I'm sorry my breasts aren't big enough for you.
Well,
how many times can I apologize?
Lisa, we love you.
You're sitting next to...
Do not listen to Bean.
But he wants to throw me out of the room because you guys are...
Well, I'm just saying, when Christy Canyon and Devin Lane are in, it's just hard to get excited about you, Lisa.
You don't have to get... I'm not...
Come on, Bean.
If you got excited about me, please don't.
See, with three of us, it's like Bean's angels.
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Except for one of the angels hates him, and rightfully so.
Exactly. I'm rarely here in the studios of K-Rock, but if you got
a good thing, by the way.
If you got to be here, though, what a day to pick.
Yeah.
Huh? Ladies, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks. You. Very well.
Good to see you. How did you guys team up? And I know Ginger was supposed to be here. Ginger Lee was supposed to be here. Apparently she snowed in or something?
She snowed in Big Bear.
Okay. How did the three of you hook up with this project that we're going to be talking about here?
Ginger and Christy have their own radio show, Playboy Radio, and I went in to promote the MILF Makeover contest in Los Angeles and found out that these two are actually MILFs. I'm like, that's perfect. I have to have celebrity MILF judges picking, the MILF winner here in Los Angeles. It just made sense.
And what was the idea of the MILF Makeover? What's that all about? Why did you want to do that?
Well, I came in here a few months ago and was promoting a site called Agent MILF, which I got more than enough calls from women who wanted to do this makeover, and I thought, you know what, I got to put together a contest. I got Hedonism involved, a bunch of sponsors.
That's Jamaica, right?
Yes.
Nice.
And this is the fourth one. I've had more contestants than I could handle, and I've got just regular everyday moms coming out, shaking their money makers for a free trip to Jamaica and a complete makeover.
That's and Ginger awesome. And I just want to go along for the ride.
Absolutely.
Like, we'll be judges.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Now, have you guys done the club hedonism thing before? Because I've heard about just little bits and pieces about it, but what is that like?
You know what? I went to Jamaica once for one of my honeymoons, and I got a day pass to hedonism. I didn't stay there, but I went there. And it was really fun. There's like the nude beach and the prude beach.
Right. Okay.
God, I have to really watch what I'm saying because I'm serious. We can say anything.
Yeah, that's different than Playboy Radio. Yeah.
Exactly. Get that button ready. And it was so much fun. I love to watch the people just interact with each other.
I got to tell you, I was in Jamaica and I stopped by. I mean, I was in the area. The nude beach is great, except for there are some people on the nude beach that shouldn't be on the nude beach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I absolutely do.
And you're like, okay, you put your clothes back on, you're all fine.
Or just stay in the water.
Right, one or the other.
You just drink more rum.
And then it makes it all
right. All right. I want to make sure, because there's a lot going on here. So the MILF Makeover contest that you're talking about is something that's happening this Thursday night. Right?
It's Thursday night.
And that's happening in Van Nuys at the Valley Ball Cabaret. And all this is at MILFMakeoverContest.com. Right?
MILFMakeoverContest.com.
And the grand prize is the trip to Jamaica.
The grand prize is the trip to Jamaica. There's also a little bit of cash involved and also the makeover in Jamaica, which means that I've got 8 semifinalists coming down. Mm-hmm. Each one of those ladies is going to get their own still photographer, their own makeup artist, their own sexy photo shoot down in Jamaica.
Wow.
Exotic location. And, you know, they come and hang out at the nude beach or the prude beach.
Why is this the best idea ever?
Yeah, no kidding. And there's something about women where they love that being the center of the glamour photo, right? I mean, that's just, every woman seems to dig that, to be a professional makeup and the photographer and the whole deal, right?
Well, yeah, it's something that they don't get every day.
Right. Chris, mm-hmm.
Christy and I are used to that. You know, sometimes we sit in the makeup chair and we go, oh, my God, are we here again?
No, I'm like, yes, make me look beautiful.
I'm like, oh, my God, am I here again?
More eyelashes.
You're coming at me with that brush.
I'm so bad.
That's not a brush.
Every Friday they do Playboy TV out of where we do our radio show.
Right.
And I always get to work like 45 minutes early just to get my makeup done by the makeup artist.
Nice. Because you love it.
Yeah, I'm on radio. No one sees except our guests for the day, but it's just, you feel beautiful.
I usually get here at 5 to get my makeup done.
Yeah,
and
that's what you're famous for.
Lovely. That red lipstick looks beautiful on you.
It's my color.
I would like to intern for your radio show, if you don't mind. I would like to do that. The MILF Makeover Contest is MILFMakeoverContest.com. And again, it's this Thursday night. Is it too late for women who want to enter the contest?
No. Ladies that want to enter the contest, please email me at info@clubfastlane.com. Get a sign-up sheet or just show up at the club. And that's the Valley Ball in Van Nuys.
You know what we could do? We could take some calls from people who want to know. I'm sure people have questions about how, when, where, what to do, what to bring, all that kind of stuff. So we'll take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. You have to be a MILF, though. That's the thing.
You have to be a MILF. You have to at least be 21 years old, and you have to actually be a mom. This is not, you know, four-legged children do not count.
Okay.
You have to have actually given birth. Yes.
But it can be cesarean. Is that okay? Does that count?
yes, sweet. We will take that.
I'm also always surprised by people who come up to me and say, what is a MILF? I kid you not. It's like, really?
Yeah, you think it's in the vernacular, but there's a lot of people who don't know what that
is. It's a mother that I'd like to be friends with. Yes, that's all. So if you're that
really
type
good friend.
And you want to win a trip to Jamaica, for example, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067 with any questions, and we'll be right back with Christy Cannon and Devin Lane next.
DJ Stryker has a tail, by the way. I don't know if that information has gotten out enough, but Stryker, who works on this station, ladies, has a tail.
Yes. Okay. I know, I've seen
just
it.
Just found one. Not Christy Cannon.
Yeah,
you have
touched
not seen it.
Been with it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Stryker?
Yes.
Like on Loveline?
We just found out this weekend that he has a tail, and we're going crazy.
No, for years.
Oh, thanks for telling us. That's the voice of Christy Cannon. She is one of the celebrity MILF judges, along with Ginger Lynn, for an event that's going to be in Van Nuys at the Valley Ball Cabaret. That's this Thursday night at 9 o'clock. MILFMakeoverContest.com is the site, and the ladies here. By the way, before we go to the calls, Devin, is it true? And Devin Lane, by the way, my favorite.
You don't like questions that start like that, do you?
Is it true?
Is it true? You haven't filmed a scene in 2 years?
No, I've not been in a scene in 2 years.
What's up with that? These are the best years of your life, girl.
Who would have thought that MILFs all of a sudden would just kind of come out of the woodwork?
She's waiting for me to come out of retirement.
Is that
yes!
It?
Yes.
And
yes.
I am too!
Our next movie will be Christy Loves Devin.
Excellent.
And then Devin Loves Christy Part 2.
That's right.
That's a series I want to sign up for.
It is hard to overlook the fact that you're wearing the same shirt.
Yes.
That's a little odd.
When I woke up this morning, I rolled over and said, hey, Devin, baby.
Nice. Oh, now you hurt me. Devin, why? You don't need the work, obviously, but you don't miss it? You don't want it? You don't feel like you want to keep doing it?
No, you know, I kind of made the transition from performing to
executive.
Exactly. Directing and getting really in the business end of the business.
We can't talk about that, you know, because FCC.
Of the business. And I'm happy to be here.
Listen to me. I want you to make more movies. Okay, that's what I'm saying to you.
I will make them just for you. In fact, they'll...
you're not getting any younger.
Just
that's
for
what I'm saying.
Oh, Pete, for God's sake!
No, you were on a roll. You had it going on, Bean. You didn't have to say that.
Bean that's what Bean does.
He's on fire right today.
You know, Bean. That's true. I'm not getting any younger. I'm 34 years old, and I figure at this stage and
do
in
not listen to Bean.
Life, I could be the representative for MILFs.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you've done that. All right. Like, let's take a bunch of calls because everybody's interested in this competition. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with, let's go to Nikki in Artesia, who is interested in this. Nikki, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kira. Christy Canyon is here. Also, Devin Lane, go ahead.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to know, how do you prove that you're a MILF?
Pelvic exam?
Do you show, like, your stretch marks?
By Chris Canyon.
Yeah, when you show up Thursday night, how do you prove that you actually are a mom?
Well, you don't actually have to prove that you're a mom. If you win, then I'm going to ask for, you know, verification that you're actually a mother. But if
then
if
you grab a neighbor's kid and bring him down or something, right?
Yeah, but, you know, birth certificate, whatever. I'll be able to tell if you're a mom and whether or not you're lying.
She has certain secret questions.
Is that right?
Oh,
yes. Trip them up like, hey, do you have a kid?
Does it have two legs or four? Do you drive an SUV?
That's a good one.
Like, you have to watch them put a car seat together for it just to see if they know how to do it, right? Isn't it funny that the first call is someone who's already trying to beat the system?
I like that. Joanna in West Covina, good morning.
Hi, do you have to be married?
You do not have to be married. You just have to be a mom.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Joanna.
Joanna, we'll see you shaking that ass Thursday night in the Valley.
All right, let's see. Let's go to Gene in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Gene. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Good. Listen, ladies, I was just wondering if you were to just show up, what would you bring? I mean, would you bring a change of outfits or do you wear something sexy and provocative? Do you wear a sexy business suit? What would you wear exactly?
You bring anything that makes you feel sexy. Anything that you think is going to get the crowd pumped up, it's going to make you feel good, bring a favorite song, something you want to dance to.
Now, they're going on stage, right?
They are going,
dancing, okay.
You are going on stage, ladies. You are required to get naked. Just let me say that right now, because bottom line, if we're giving a trip away to hedonism where you're probably going to be naked, let's just get all the nervousness out of the way.
Release your inner stripper that night is what you're saying.
Gene, that is right. If it's a fantasy for you to get up on stage and dance in front of people,
I think the answer, Gene, is just...
Any toys or anything like that?
Hey, whatever works.
You know, the club doesn't usually allow props, but for this contest, they said, yes, we are allowing props.
Oh, nice. God bless them. Props.
Hey, the judges like props.
I was just going to ask you, Christy. You're a celebrity judge. What are you going to be looking for out of the ladies on stage?
Personality.
Yeah, right.
No, I really do.
Sorry.
No, I think she's serious, out loud.
I am totally serious. I used to dance on the road throughout the country, go to different clubs, and I loved the house girls that smiled, that looked like they were having fun. There was nothing worse than a beautiful girl out there dancing for the crowd that looked like she was thinking of her shopping list to do the next
day. Tomorrow and all that kind of crap.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How many people fit into the Valley Ball Cabaret in Van Nuys? Because it seems to me the way you're describing this event, you need seating for like 100,000. I mean, a lot of people are going to want to come see this thing.
Yeah, in San Francisco at the Exotic Erotic Ball, there were 15,000 people.
Wow.
But this is a smaller venue, and it holds about 400 to 500.
So maybe people can just line up out the door and then walk in up on stage, dance, and then just go right back out.
Yeah, you never know. And there's also a drawing for the gentlemen that are attending at 9 o'clock. We are doing a drawing for one lucky guy who will be able to judge the contest alongside Christy and Ginger.
Very nice.
How about that?
All right, a couple more calls for the ladies. 1-800-520-1067. This is Francie in La Puente. Hi, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I had a question. Okay, I was wondering, what body you're supposed to have? Because, I mean, I have a body, but I'm thinking, do we have to have, boob implants? Or do we have to have, butt implants or something? I don't know.
Do you have a body?
Like a natural body? Would your natural body be better? Or...
any kind of body.
Whatever
we will take
you
any
have.
Kind of body. If you're a mom and you think that you need a makeover and you want to win a trip to Jamaica, come on down.
But you can't need a makeover too bad.
Yeah,
right?
We have to be able to at least make it over.
Right. You can't start with nothing, for example.
Do you have a buzzer that goes off if the weight limit is broken or somebody steps on stage?
Like,
and,
Like the gong show.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, Ginger and I have that big gong behind our judging station.
All right, we don't have time for all these questions, but I'm just going to fire match and you can give us the answers. Justin in Sherman Oaks wants to know, is the contest open to the public?
The contest is open to the public. Please show up at 8 o'clock if you want to be entered into the drawing.
Maria Norwalk wants to know if there's any age requirements.
You have to be at least 21 years old.
Nikki wants to know, as a porn star, can she still enter the contest?
Yes, you can. I don't normally allow porn stars to enter, but since this one is in Los Angeles and Los Angeles is just flooded with porn stars, I'm going to say yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, well, this sounds like the best event in the history of the world ever. And I'm glad it's so close to Jesus' birthday, too. I think that would make him happy.
That?
I do. This Thursday night, December 14th, at the Valley Ball Cabaret, which is on Sepulveda Boulevard in Van Nuys. Let me see. Milk. I keep saying that wrong. MILFMakeovercontest.com.
And you're looking at us.
And you had another.
He looks at you and says,
I
think MILF.
I like MILF.
Devin, you had another email address for info, too.
Yes, ladies, if you want to sign up, the email address is info@clubfastlane.com.
Fantastic. Great to see both of you guys again. We always enjoy having you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you. The Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. It's an answer machine. You can leave a message on any topic.
Hey, I'm in traffic right now, and I'm behind a car, and their license plate frame says, "What it do, nephew?"
No kidding.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. Here's a question that people seem to be coming up with more and more.
Hey, guys, I was wondering when Teddy Heidi was coming back from vacation. Okay, bye.
I think Monday. I think she's due back Monday.
Okay. I think that's what I heard, yeah. Excellent. Bean has been obsessed his whole life with having jury duty and can do nothing to get it. They will not offer him the opportunity to do jury duty.
Yeah.
And all of our listeners are starting to just, rub it in, basically.
Hey, Bean, I just got jury duty. Oh, burn in your face. The Raiders.
It is a burn. Go Raiders, by the way. What are they, 2-12 now? I've lived in 5 states.
Yeah.
And never gotten jury duty in any of them.
And you won't accept my theory, which is that they know you're not a peer to anyone.
How dare you?
That's all I'm saying. Miss Double December, we introduced her over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Very excited to meet Lauren.
Oh, check this out, eh? Ahí viene el señorita de diciembre. Ella es un ángel y mira esos botes.
I wish we had time. We don't, to call Laura to find out how she enjoyed the weekend, the debut of Miss Double December, but delightful.
Yep.
And she could have won a Best Ass contest.
Oh.
Forget Miss Double D. She could have won the tightest ass in California contest.
We don't have a month for that yet, but we'll figure it out.
She is magic.
Not everything that comes to your head needs to be shared with other people.
Hey, guys, I got a good one. How about instead of NWA, you say BWA? Vaginas with attitude.
Okay.
How about keeping that to yourself next time?
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that.
Hey, well, you know what the Scientologist said about Jennifer Lopez when they wanted to accept her? There's always room for J-Lo.
Yeah, that left this reviewer cold as well. Not everybody loves the Armenian comedian as much as I do, say.
Hey, I just want to say the Armenian comedian is horrible. I'm an Armenian-American, and I take offense to that retard. Please don't have him on the air anymore. Thank you.
What's funny about that, I don't know that we've had him in, how long has it been?
It's at least a month.
Yeah.
It's impossible to get that taste out of your mouth, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
No matter what.
Psycho Mike and Kevin are gay. They should go to Tahiti and be gay with one another. and like, pull down their pants and gay each other.
I'd rather not.
Take that.
Do I have a choice? Because I'd rather not. Okay. Not the best quality on that
one. No.
Now, they have a thing called the Sprint to Landline. That's where you type in a message, and then a woman in a computer voice actually reads it.
Sprint customer, I sent you a text to landline message. Ding fries are done, ding fries. Are done, I gotta run. H at your terminal, would you like an apple pie with D at your terminal?
Da 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 da. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that?
So they closed the bar early because of the Snow Patrol guys.
That's what I hear.
They like to drink.
And then the Killers came into the lobby of the hotel after the acoustic Christmas performance. And then one of the guys from the Snow Patrol picked up one of the Killers and was running around with him on his shoulder in the lobby.
That's what I heard.
It was quite a night. Quite a night.
See what you miss when you don't stay in the hotel?
Yeah, no kidding.
Good times. I don't know what was going on at our hotel, but I'm staying at that same hotel that all the bands were and stuff. And this morning I got into the elevator to come to work. I swear to God, this is true. I'm not making this up. There was broken glass in the elevator. There were wire hangers. There was paper, and there were feathers.
Nice.
I mean, what could have been happening in the elevator?
Good times.
Someone hit a pregnant chicken over the head with a bottle and gave it an abortion.
Well, I don't know.
I think that's the only explanation.
It's possible. Explanation. Comedian Eddie Griffin
was
joins
Omar
us.
Omar in the elevator?
Stop it there. He's back at the station. It's KRKFM passing Los Angeles. Rob is here with the Showbiz News, and he's actually doing the Lord's work today here, man. He's following a just-breaking story.
You heard it here first. Nicole Richie popped this morning by the Sheriff's Department of Los Angeles, and we're getting more and more details about the arrest. She was arrested this morning for driving her SUV the wrong way on the 134.
Yay!
Now, the last time you said that, it was just the wrong way on the street, and I was thinking cross the yellow line. You have to get on the off-ramp, right?
Exactly.
To go the wrong way on the freeway. Wow.
Law enforcement tell TMZ.com, of course, our official entertainment news website of record, that Nicole admitted to them she had taken Vicodin and had smoked pot.
Mm. And that's a good mix?
Sounds good to me. I wouldn't get behind the wheel afterwards.
No.
Wow. I don't believe she's a pot smoker. Because that makes you eat, right?
Right. The munchies. Yeah, munchies. Yeah, that's true. Right.
If you look at the arrest record, she is booked in at 5'1", 85 pounds.
Jeez.
Guys, if I have Lionel Richie dollars, I have a driver. If I live the lifestyle Nicole Richie lives, I just have a driver. That's just my deal.
Yeah, why not?
She was actually right.
She was in the carpool lane, too, right? Going the wrong direction.
That's where they pulled her over. That's where she had to pull to because that was the only
real kind of ticket place. Is that if you're going the wrong way as a single person in the carpool lane?
That's got to be big.
Actually, you get off. You get money back because you're going in the wrong direction.
A refund.
Doing everything. It's like an antimatter universe kind of thing where they actually owe you money when they pull you over.
I like it.
Had you been in the other lane, then you would have been.
You'd be in a lot of trouble.
Well, finally, me and the Asians have something we can agree on.
What's that?
We all hate Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah. Now what'd she do?
Why do they hate her?
Rosie's in trouble with the Asian American community because she went on The View and talked about Danny DeVito being drunk on their show.
Right.
And how it made news internationally.
Yeah.
It was a big story.
Right.
And she said, in China, it was like, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, Danny DeVito. Well, New York City Council member John Liu sent a letter to Barbara Walters demanding an apology. Because her interpretation of the Chinese language
wasn't accurate,
is offensive.
Mm.
And it hit a raw nerve with the Asian community.
Word to the wise. Remember Pearl Harbor.
Stop it.
The Japanese. Japanese go.
No, they don't. We're not saying that at all. No. She should have just stuck with this.
You're waking up, aren't you?
I'm trying to, like, you know, figure out.
That's Danny DeVito
doing a George W. Bush impression.
That's his impression of George W. Bush.
Apparently.
With a couple cocktails in him.
All right.
A couple.
The Ching Chong Ching Chong apparently has a history of being kind of the shorthand for the Chinese language, and it's just considered at this point. It's not PC. Don't do it. Right.
Right.
It's super offensive.
They don't like it. They don't like that. They get very upset when you do it.
Well, their language shouldn't sound like that then.
Good point. Call that before you start making all those noises and calling it a language.
Bean at krock.com.
But I agree with you. Fire her. As far as I'm concerned, it's Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
It's an offense that she cannot recover from, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
But aren't the ratings like through the roof since she took over?
Yes.
Isn't like she the best thing that ever happened to The View?
Yes and yes.
We can explain a lot there in the tub. Because Vivi always looks at me and says, when am I getting my fur?
Oh, can you just imagine Rosie O'Donnell naked in a bathtub with fur?
No. No.
How is there any room for the kid in that tub?
Big, fat, old, smelly lesbian.
She's like a Yeti.
Thanks for that visual, by the way. I had Devin Lane in my mind, and now all of a sudden you've spoiled it for me.
I'm going to go lay down now.
Sorry.
Here's more porn star news. Mary Carey, the porn star who also ran for governor, you might remember, during the recall election.
Yeah, right?
We voted for her.
Sure. She is trying to trademark her name, Mary Carey.
Okay.
So that she can use it, I guess, for merchandising and that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, she's run into an obstacle. Mariah Carey is threatening legal action against her for trying to trademark her similar-sounding stage name.
Mariah Carey?
Yes.
She really honestly thinks anybody's going to be confused by
this?
Well,
that's what Mary Carey has asked. Do her lawyers really think the fans are going to be confused between her work and mine? So, no word yet.
Although Mariah's pretty slutty.
If it's going to get to court or not, but...
That's lame.
Mary Carey does seem classier, I will say that.
I was going to say, she should be more concerned about being mistaken for Mariah Carey than the other way around, quite frankly. Today's celebrity birthday is Nikki Sixx, bassist for Motley Crue, turns 48 years old today. Go get him, Kevin.
I'm so tired of him. He's a married guy. He's heterosexual, as far as we can tell. Every guy you mention, he has to make that sound.
Yeah. How do you know he's heterosexual?
I'm just guessing.
All he wanted to do all weekend long was make out with Jared Leto at the Acoustic Christmas Show. That's all he talked about. I can't wait to get my sweet lips on Jared. Remember?
Yes.
I want to kill him.
He's moisturizing his face on the side of the stage, Ralph, getting puckered up for Jared Leto when we were interviewing him. Swear to God.
Speaking of moisturizing the face.
You can't do when Bean says something.
I can't.
Gary Dorden from CSI is Warwick Brown. He's 40 years old today.
Palm Springs, California. Hello.
Last night I was hanging out with Tony from No Doubt.
Yep,
backstage.
Yes.
What a great, great, great guy. And it's like you're talking about all the booze stories with the people.
Right.
I was really upset because they closed the bar backstage, which seemed to me early. I don't know what time it was. It was like 4 or 5 a.m. or whatever it was. And I said, this seems early to be closed.
It is early.
Anyway, Tony says, hey, Ralph, can I buy a drink? And I said, yeah, but there's no drinks to buy. The place is closed. The bar is closed. He said, He thought for a second, he just took my empty glass and took his full one and poured half of his drink into my glass.
Nice.
That's a man.
Yeah, that's
who
giving.
Who will share his final drink with you.
That's giving.
So,
and then everybody around started chanting,
swallow, 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 swallow.
No, that was coming from Jared Leto's dressing room when Mike went in. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're saying people don't understand.
I'm saying you have no idea what people think or feel. No one's ever been further removed from being a person than you are.
I know. See, that's the problem. And then every once in a while, like for Acoustic Christmas this past weekend, Bean comes down to town and has to actually mingle and is driving everyone out of their freaking minds.
No social barometer whatsoever. Can get the read in a room, what to say, what not to say.
He used to try, by the way. I mean, he used to kind of live...
Do an impression of a person?
Yes. Yeah. He would talk to people like he'd seen on TV or something. But
Asperger's syndrome is a mild and rare form of autism.
Oh, come
it
on.
Is typically characterized by difficulty establishing friendships and playing with peers.
Wait a minute.
Trouble accepting conventional social rules.
Look.
And they dislike any change in setting or routine.
Yeah.
Well, you made...
That's Bean 100%.
But you made me be here, so it's not my fault that now you're mixing up the routine. I'm not getting the juice and my stories at 3 like I do every afternoon.
The juice in my stories. What in God's name are you talking about?
He's taking steroids?
No, I usually have a sippy cup in General Hospital, and I'm out of my routine, what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I'd like you to get back in your routine quickly.
Anyway, yeah, coming up in about...
Wapner on 3 o'clock. Yeah.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, something else that happened at the Acoustic Christmas shows this weekend that was so shocking to us that I honestly find it difficult to care about anything else. But apparently DJ Ted Stryker, here on the world-famous K-Rock, host of Loveline, apparently has a tail, ladies and gentlemen.
No, has a tail.
People don't have tails, Bean.
He has a tail.
Human beings don't have tails.
Not only does he have one.
Freaks do.
Apparently he can wiggle it.
He is part man, part monkey, and we are going to call him. I guess he's still at the hotel, so I think we're going to call him in the next segment.
He's a mankey?
Yes.
I don't know what you call him.
He's a mankey, yes.
Wow.
That's him. Well, we're going to talk to Eddie Griffin in just a minute. I would like to just mention something else about Acoustic Christmas, and that is cameras generally all work pretty much the same, right?
You push a button and takes a picture?
I've never met more people who go, I don't know how to... There's a button right there on the top on the right. Always.
Yeah.
I know there's a million different cameras. They all take pictures the same way. You just push that button on the top. I've never seen more people look at it like it was a strange piece of futuristic technology. And they couldn't figure out how to do it because it wasn't their camera.
Yeah. We were posing for a bunch of pictures in the audience yesterday, and every person looked like they'd never seen a camera before. Kevin's absolutely right.
How do I
weird.
Do this? How does this work? You push the button. Yeah.
All right, it's Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show tonight. Some all-new TV to recommend, 9 o'clock on NBC Channel 4. It's a new Year Without a Santa Claus, Ralph.
Oh,
I know you're a big fan of the holiday classic. Let's find out what the new version is all about with our friend, the undercover brother, Eddie Griffin, back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Eddie.
What's up, Kevin and Bangs?
Nice to talk to you. How are your holidays going so far?
Yeah, so far, so good. I'm working.
You're working. Are you working right now? Are you on a project right now, Eddie?
Right now. No, I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
No kidding. What are you doing out there?
I'm doing this thing with Steven Seagal.
Wow.
Steven Seagal.
That's a flashback name. Are you doing some kung fu?
Yeah, I get to beat up a few people.
Sweet. That's fantastic. All right, so the original Year Without a Santa Claus was on TV last week, as it is every year. Of course, it's a holiday classic. What do you think, Ralph? 30 years, 40 years? It's been around forever, right?
It's been around since Rudolph and all those kind of specials were done.
I think it's been around since the speed limit, 55.
Yeah. I am a bad American, Eddie, because I've never seen it.
How could you have missed it? You love this stuff.
You love Christmas. I know. You have Christmas music in your closet.
I know.
Year round.
I'm a bad person.
Yes, you are.
You got to have the little claymation with the heat miser and
cold miser.
That's right.
Cold miser.
You don't remember that?
I've never seen the show.
Jingle and Jangle, the elves who were trying to save Christmas.
So you're Jangle. You and Ethan Suplee, who of course is Earl's brother. Oh, my name is Earl. Fantastic actor. You guys are Jingle and Jangle on the show. Tell us about you guys and what's going on with you.
Well, we have to come back to the realm of actual real people to save Christmas, because Santa Claus is fed up, you know, because the kids nowadays, they fat, they out of shape, they all play PlayStation.
Right.
Nobody believes in Santa. So in step Jingle and Jangle, we come back, we have to find one kid who believes in Christmas and Santa Claus.
Now, Santa Claus...
I'm sorry,
Santa Claus in this particular version
played
is...
played by John Goodman.
John Goodman, who's great in everything, I think.
Yes, indeed. I think you'll really enjoy his work in this one, because they couldn't have picked a better Santa Claus.
Eddie, does this complete with all the original songs that we love from the original version?
Oh, yeah, man. It's laced. I mean, you know, we had Dr. Dre and 50 Cent update them.
Really?
No, you're not telling the truth now.
I'm playing.
I was going to say.
That sounded like the best thing ever.
Now I'm in.
I'd like to hear Dre do Heat Miser.
Yeah, that sounded like a Christmas without soul music.
Do you and Ethan, Jingle and Jangle, do you guys sing on the show at all?
We sing one line in a song.
That's all they let you do?
Well, that seems like barely trying, Eddie. I got to be honest.
They thought we were funny.
Harvey Fierstein is the Heat Miser. Snow Miser is Michael McKean. Two great actors,
awesome,
by the way. Wow, what a cast you got for this. Now, what was the idea? Why did somebody, how did it come to you? Somebody said, well, that show's perfect the way it is. Let's remake it. I mean, what's the story here?
I had no idea. Somebody called up and said, hey, we're going to do a Christmas Without Santa Claus, John Goodman's in, and Ethan and I had worked together on John Q with Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as they dropped Ethan's name and Chris Kattan, that little nut that was an undercover brother, I said, all right, let's go down.
So this is one of those jobs that you took because it just sounded like it would be fun to make.
Yes, indeed. And I got kids, you know, so it'd be something that my kids could finally watch.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's very cool. It's tonight at 9 o'clock on NBC Channel 4, A Year Without a Santa Claus.
Eddie, will you kick Steven Seagal's ass for us, dude?
I got you covered.
All right. We appreciate that.
Ponytail.
All right, Eddie. Always great to talk to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Likewise, man.
Thanks,
bye-bye,
man.
Bye now. Do you think if you call Stryker at home, he can actually pick up the phone with his tail?
I hope.
Hold on. Say that again, Lisa.
I bet he wags it when the phone rings.
Somebody comes to the door. Stryker starts wagging his tail.
Stryker has a tail, guys. Come on. How could you care about anything else? Dr. Drew?
Yeah, guys. Very funny.
Drew.
It is funny.
We didn't know that Stryker has a tail.
I know. However, when I mentioned it, I guess when we were announcing the band, I mentioned it. Bean came up to me and said, is this for real? I said, yeah. And Bean said, that is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You know why he said that? Because that's the best thing we've ever heard in our entire lives.
When did you find out, Dr. Drew?
A couple nights ago.
Oh, so this is new information. What happened? Did he let it slip, or did he just make a big announcement on Loveline, or what?
He sort of let it slip out. I forget what the context was. Then he said to me he couldn't believe he said it later, and I went, of course, berserk. I had to examine it.
Of course!
There's a little tail there, and then he went on to tell us that he could, in fact, wag it.
Oh!
That's the best story ever.
Is this something that he has gone out of his way to keep a secret in all the years he's been working at K-Rock?
I guess he just thought everyone had one. He said he can't do sit-ups, he can't sit directly down in a seat because he has this thing there, and he just thought everyone kind of dealt with it.
Oh my
really?
God.
He thought everyone was like that?
But now, come on, you guys. Poor Stryker. He's such a nice guy.
I love Stryker.
Kevin and Bean are jealous.
Yes.
Please understand where this is coming
from.
First of all, we love Stryker.
And how come he gets a tail and we don't?
That's the way to approach this.
That's our question.
Make it feel better.
Seriously.
Best thing Bean's ever heard in his entire life.
It is.
Oh, man.
It absolutely is. Dr. Drew, he didn't want to tell me last night because I wasn't there when you found out. And he was like, all night, you're never going to believe this. I can't wait to tell you. It was like a kid with a secret. He just couldn't wait to get it off his chest.
And by the way, you were not disappointed when you heard the news. Now, when you say you examined it, you didn't actually see it, though, right?
No, I keep telling him I'd like to see it, but he will not let me see it. But I have examined it, and Lisa Ward examined it, too.
Get her
in there. She will tell you in glorious detail. She flipped out about it.
That's fantastic. Now, did you ask him on Loveline how that has impacted his love life over the years?
It comes up. Anderson keeps bringing that up a little bit, and it comes up.
Yeah?
But I'm not really that interested in that, I must tell you.
Well, I am, Drew, and I have to ask this. If it were you, is this the type of thing you would tell someone ahead of time so they wouldn't be shocked, or would you try to keep it a secret as long as possible and then just let them find it on their own?
There's a piece of the story here I want to let Stryker tell you. Somebody actually tipped him off. He thought everyone had one.
Oh, you mean...
You're serious.
You mean he didn't realize that he had a tail?
He thought everyone had one.
And a girl said, what's this?
Whatever, you'll have to get him to talk.
Oh, we got to talk to him tomorrow. That's the best. Why does he get that and we don't? By the way, here's the answer to your question, Bean. That's how I get women in bed, as I tell them about my
tail. Absolutely. Lisa, by the way, suggested earlier that it might be useful as a handle.
I'm just thinking of the positives.
You're thinking of you're doing the cowgirl, for instance.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You want something to hang on to.
Wow.
It might be good.
This is the best news ever.
Here's what I love, though. We all see each other once a year at the Acoustic Christmas. We all had a glorious time, and I was complaining. You guys never call me to help out.
So we call you today.
What?
So we call you today.
So you call me about Stryker's tail.
Yes! Dr. Drew, is there anything more important than Stryker's tail?
I guess not for you guys. Pretty easy to please, I must say.
Before you go, and I know you're very busy, and you called us back on short notice, we appreciate it. But you've been a doctor for a long time.
I've seen tails.
Have you seen tails before?
Yes, it's a normal variant. It's not even considered, it's not considered pathological because it doesn't mean anything.
But we've always thought that people who have tails when they're babies, they figure out some way to grind it down or cut it off.
Grind
it down.
But just...
Whatever. Something.
Like a sander. You bring in a sander or something.
Stryker is now to be referred to as Beelzebub.
If I had a tail and my parents got rid of it, I would be so pissed.
Me too.
Me too.
Circumcision. There's a restoration society and everything.
Yes. You got to get the tail back.
Yeah.
Can they build you a tail?
Well, I'm...
Plastic surgery?
We'll get Dr. Ray in here and talk to you.
Dude, I'm going to go someplace in Beverly Hills and have them put one on.
I'm sure they can do it. They can do everything else.
Well, it has been verified by an actual medical doctor that Stryker has a tail, and we're not going to be satisfied until we get a picture for the website. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. I'm with you.
That's got to be the goal here. Tell him, and we want to talk to him tomorrow morning on our show. Lightning's going to try to set it up. Right, Drew?
All right, fair enough.
All right, thanks, dude.
All right, see you guys.
Bye. See you later.
Oh, God, we had him to go to for that, huh?
Is that the best? How can he not understand why we're so fascinated with him, by the way?
Know.
He's been a doctor for too long if he doesn't realize the magic of that.
Yeah, when you see too much, that's when you start getting, nothing excites you.
Exactly.
The guy's got a tail.
Exactly. And by the way, Kevin mentioned your calls for What It Do Nephew. If you want to call about Acoustic Christmas or anything else, we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. King of Mexico was asleep until about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. He looks rough.
I am feeling like Nicole Richie now.
Dave partied after Acoustic both nights till about 6 a.m. And for some reason, he was drinking absinthe. I have no idea why.
Bomb.
Here's a message that we got from him. 4 a.m. this morning, I think?
4 a.m.
4 a.m., here you go.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's 4 o'clock, and I'm still drinking and partying. I'm here with the Panic at the Disco Dancers. They happen to be really cool people, and they're twisting and stuff, so... It's pretty cool. You'd be surprised what you see at a Panic at the Disco dancer party. I'll be at work, hopefully at 5:30. So we'll see you there. And we're dancing some more, and they're dancing, and they're doing flips and twisting and stuff. So Panic at the Disco dancers. Who knew? Good party. All right, man. We'll see you in a bit. Good night.
4 a.m.
Indeed. Who knew? But what strikes me is he sounded really good.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was good.
4 a.m. He didn't really.
No,
he sounded chipper.
Listen, you're fine till you stop. Till about 2.5 hours after you stop drinking.
I was good till about an hour and a half ago, and I hit the wall, and that was it.
Are those the Panic at the Disco dancers giggling behind you?
Yeah.
So you were basically what was going on is Dave was trying to impress them by making the phone call to K-Rock.
Here's what I like.
I just thought it was fun. It was a great time to call.
Here's what I like about Dave. they're twisting, he tells us. That's the information he gave us. Hey, they're twisting.
So her feet can go over her shoulders and touch the floor.
You'll be surprised.
That was awesome.
You'll be surprised what you see at a Panic at the Disco dancer party. I didn't even know that was a category.
That sentence has never been uttered.
You were hanging out
pretty hot. Snow Patrol last night was...
Snow Patrol, at the bar.
They were drinking so hard that apparently they closed the... bar?
They closed the bar down, yeah, then they're picking up the Killers, and
they're picking up Ronnie from the Killers and carrying them on their shoulders.
Running around with them was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, what else was happening? The Killers were there.
Thanks, Dave. Dave spends...
Yeah, you know what, I'm out. I'm done, ready to go home.
Dave does spend from midnight to about 6 a.m. after acoustic is where all the parties happen. Remember that year when...
Robert Smith
was there.
Yeah. Ended up in Dave's room.
In Dave's room.
At the party, my room, yeah.
How do you get all of these bands to your room?
I don't know.
It can't be your sparkling personality. No, it can't be absinthe. That doesn't get anyone that wants to come.
And you don't have a tail. That's not a draw.
I know.
How do you do that?
I don't know, but everyone likes to party in my room, and this year was a little different.
You're going
to
need a little rest.
This year I found the parties.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, fantastic. Thank you, Dave.
No
Go back to sleep.
I will.
We're going to have somebody else answer the phones because he's worthless.